Blog Talk Radio.
Something is starting right now. Something is starting. Oh wow, my little pony, my little pony, my little pony tail. Is our very first stop. Then let's try the ice cream shop. My little pony, my little pony, my little pony tail. My little pony, my little pony, my little pony tail. Starlight, sweetheart melody, bright eyes, passion, clover, bonbons, baking cookies, girl, hurry up on over.
Hello and welcome to My Little Pony Talk. It is Friday, May 14th. I'm your host, Pandora Rose, and this is my co-host.
Hey, Cat Red Roses.
What did you do with the little alley cat?
Didn't she leave a note? All that talk about Brazil last week made her say, you know what, I have to go to the beach and get some sun. So I'm packing my suntan lotion and my tan-through bikini, and I'm hitting the sand. But she will be back.
Well, that's good to know. As long as she didn't take the itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny, yellow polka-dot bikini.
Hopefully we'll get a postcard from the beach.
Oh, yes, that would be nice, you know.
So you got me this week, but I'm not alone. I was able to find us a Brazilian expert, and she's going to call in around 9:30.
Sounds good to me. And, of course, we'll keep everyone in suspense, even though nobody will be listening live this week because I went completely brain dead and did absolutely nothing.
I kind of saw that, so I posted something on the blue board about, 5, 10 minutes ago and said, hey, if you want to listen in, here's the link. And, well, maybe some people will see it, maybe they won't. If not, you know, they can download us.
Exactly, yeah. It's been a hectic and tiring week. Oh,
hasn't it, though? Mercury must be in retrograde because I had a crazy week, too.
So did I. I mean, last week, Friday, oh, my God, everyone and their brother wanted to give me money, and then this week it's like pulling teeth.
I prefer the weeks when everyone wants to give me money. I like those weeks. I'd like to have more of those kind of weeks.
Well, you know, last week, Friday, I mean, I'd taken off last week Thursday because I had a major headache on Thursday that just drove right into Friday, and I went into work on Friday, and it was like boom, boom, boom. Every 20 minutes, I'm calling out, $20, $200, $300, you know.
It's not fun to count money with a headache. It's just really not, especially if it's an overnighter headache. They're the worst.
Oh, yeah, and I had that headache all day Friday, but, yeah, I was raking in the payments. And come Monday, you know, I'm being told by my supervisor, you're going to do it again today, right? Yeah, I'll try. I'll give the old call a try. I got one payment on Monday. I got two on Tuesday. I think I got three on Wednesday. I think I got three yesterday, and I got a whole whopping four today.
You know, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday are the days that I get work done. Monday, I'm always like, eh, it's Monday. Let's start off the week light. And then Friday is like goof-off day, you know, unless we have an event to do, and then it's like double work, extra hard time. So
well,
really,
see,
3 days out of five ain't that bad.
Well, see, you're lucky that you get to do that. Unfortunately, me, I've got a $7,000 fee goal to make.
Yeah.
By the end of the month, and I'm only at about $1,200.
See, nobody sets goals for me. I'd probably be a much more productive florist if someone gave me a quota. Said, you have to sell this many flowers today. I'd be a lot pushier. He'd come in my store and be like, you don't want a dozen roses. It's all about the two dozen roses now. Nobody sends dozens of roses. Jeez, that's so 2003.
Exactly. But unfortunately, you know, you can only push so far when you're trying to get money out of people.
Yeah. You deal with people on the phone, right? Not face-to-face like I do.
I deal with people on the phone, yeah.
That might be easier to sell. When someone's in the store, you know, you want to be nice to them. You don't need them giving you dirty looks, you know, like you're charging them too much money or you're giving them the wrong colors or you're giving them stuff they don't like. They're there watching you. There's much, much more pressure when they're standing in front of you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And that was one thing when I was doing medical billing, you know, we had people coming into the office. You know, my mother was the one who taught me how to do medical billing, okay? And this is a woman where if you owe money, you're going to pay one way or another. She would tick people off.
Well, yeah. Nobody wants those calls, you know. Excuse me, you have an outstanding bill, and you're going to pay it to me right now this second.
Oh, yeah. I mean, her, it was just more... I mean, nothing fazed her. I mean, we had a woman come in, and mind you, I was in between my mother and this woman, and the only thing between me and this woman was the fact that it was a window, but it was more along the lines that she looked like she was going to go through the opening, and she would have landed on top of me. I mean, my mother had a reputation for just picking people off, for telling them the truth.
When I have to do collections, which isn't very often, but I do have to do it a few times a year, my favorite instrument is the fax machine. I fax them to death. I fax them until they cry for mercy. I use snail mail. I use email. I send those invoices. And then I call to follow up each time. Yes, did you receive the fax? Oh, good. I'll fax you again tomorrow until you pay.
Oh, I thought it was quite funny. I became quite the collector. When I was doing medical billing in the standpoint of being able to contact the insurance companies and getting payments out of the insurance companies, oh, yeah, baby, I made some people cry at the insurance companies.
Oh, you meanie. You wish. Did you really make them cry, or were they just crying, like acting, like giving you a sob story so that
no.
they could get out of paying their bill?
No, I mean the insurance company as in their associates.
Wow.
I would just lay into some of these people. To the point where, yeah, I would have them crying on the phone. It was just great.
Don't cross you on eBay. Hope I never sell to you. Quick, I'm adding you to my block bidder list. We'll hassle you to no end till you cry.
Well, you know what it is? It's kind of more along the lines of, hey, you need to pay. I have proof that you need to pay. And you're going to pay one way or another. My mother was called when my mother was doing medical billing at this one office. Okay, her nickname was Pitbull. Mm-hmm. Right? Because she would bite you in the backside and just start shaking. She would grab and bite you in the backside, just keep shaking until money falls out. Me?
And the jaws would lock and she would not let go.
Exactly. Me, on the other hand, I'm the Pitbull puppy. I go for the ankles.
Oh.
And I just don't let go. I'm like that rabid little puppy that, you know, just will just lock on and just never let go.
Oh, boy. You need steel-plated socks to work with you. Shin guard. Something.
Hey, it worked.
But hey, it's the weekend now. We don't have to think about that anymore.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you? That's right. You work Saturdays.
I gotta work tomorrow.
Yeah, and I gotta do an event on Sunday. So here's to our one-day weekend. Woohoo! Raising my coffee mug. Why am I drinking coffee this late, you ask? Because I'm tired.
Oh, God, so am I. You know, it's really funny at work. One of my coworkers, he runs the mailroom, and I think I'm, like, the only one who will ever come and say, hey, there's no coffee left. He one time goes, oh, my God, that's not good. And turns to the other guy, you got coffee over there, right? Yeah, cost me 4 bags. Stat.
Offices operate on coffee. It's like the jet fuel for the work and stiffs.
Oh, yes, especially me. It's more along the lines, if there is no coffee, we are going to have issues, man. We are definitely going to have some issues.
Oh, I drink it all the time. Not so much in the afternoon, but in the morning I get like 3 cups in me before I can like feel like myself. And then I'll usually have another cup when I start to lag around 3, 4 o'clock, but a small one. But there's nothing
you
like that first morning sip. I love it. I usually take it while I'm on the subway to work.
See, me, it's all day long, man. It is like I need to have coffee in me at all times. I actually, drank so much coffee in one day, I was actually told I could not drink that much coffee ever again. I have a 32-ounce cup. It's a travel mug.
32 okay, ounce? That's like a 7-Eleven big gulp.
That's about it. Well, you know, normally I wouldn't drink it all. I would drink, like, maybe part of it throughout the entire day. No, that day I drank that puppy down in an hour. My coworker comes in and goes, hey, you know what? I'm going to go to McDonald's for breakfast. Do you want anything? Yeah, give me a large coffee. Yeah, I sucked that thing down within half an hour. Yeah, I had one of my other coworkers who we communicated via instant message. Yeah, we were going back and forth, and I guess he noticed something different about how quickly I was typing back or something, because he called up, and I just started talking to him, and he goes, what the heck did you have today? And I was like, coffee? How much? 32 ounces, and then a large McDonald's coffee? He's like, who gave you the large McDonald's coffee? So I told him, and he goes, put me on speaker, and call the other one into your office. So I did that. And he goes, that's it, no more. She is limited to one big cup of coffee a day. That's it. Do not give her any more caffeine after that.
I know people, like, they sometimes hassle me for how much coffee I drink, but then I see what they drink all day. They're drinking Coke and they're drinking Mountain Dew, which has just as much caffeine as coffee. I see, you hypocrites.
Exactly.
You ever read the label of those sodas that you suck down like they're water?
Exactly. And have you ever seen that show, NCIS?
I've never seen that show.
Okay, well, there's a character on there called Abby. And she drinks these things called calf pows. And
that sounds good for you.
Oh, yeah. Let's just say me and him, we both love that show. So I was Abby and he was Proby, which was one of the nicknames of one of the other characters was. So he goes, dear God, are you trying to turn into Abby by drinking all that caffeine? Don't make me come up there because he lived in Florida and he basically telecommuted. He said, don't make me come up there and smack you in the back of the head if you ever do that again. Because I will do that.
Oh,
But yeah, I was extremely awake that day.
I mean, I couldn't get through Mother's Day without coffee. Forget about it. The long, long nights, staying up, making bouquets, wrapping. Sometimes we just wrap. You know, we make all the flowers, and then the flowers arrangements are all over the floor. And then you got to box them, wrap them, and tag them, and, like, organize them in the fridge and group them. You know, this is the downtown ones. This is the east side. This is the west side. You know, these go to this uptown area. And you try to put them all together for the morning. And that takes a long time.
That's
without coffee, I'd be lost.
No kidding. I'd be lost, especially these weeks when I've got to work 6 days. 6 day work.
My Dunkin' Donuts, they know me. They know what I want. They have it ready. As soon as they see my face come in the door, they start pouring. I'm very consistent.
Well, see, at least I'm not that bad. But, yeah, that was my funny coffee story.
My funny coffee story is if you cut me, I'll bleed coffee. End of story.
Oh,
that's an idea. You know how, like, when you're in, like, you see people on TV in the hospital and they have that IV, you like a bag on a pole with wheels and they just pull it around with them? It would be great to have coffee like that. And you could just drag it around with you at work wherever you go and just suck on the coffee.
Oh, trust me. My mother has talked about doing that, you know, because it's seriously, it's just like, you know, with medical interns, okay? They live off of coffee to the point where, yeah, you probably could, you know, stick a needle in their arm and coffee would be filling up the tube instead of, you know, blood. So, yeah.
Do you like flavored coffee or do you like regular coffee?
I like flavored coffee.
I've been big on this toasted almond flavor lately. I really dig it. You get it at Dunkin'. And I just drink it black because I like the flavor. I think the milk kind of ruins it. Like, milk and almonds don't really go together. So you just drink it black with, like, a ton of sugar in it. And it's quite tasty.
Oh, no. See, me, it's more along the lines of, would you like some coffee with that milk and sugar?
Okay. Got it. You're a light and sweet gal.
Oh, yeah. I really don't like the taste of coffee.
You just need what's in the coffee. You don't even taste it. It doesn't. While it's going down, you're not even paying attention to it. You're just like, yes, liquid energy. Gulp, 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 gulp.
That's about it. I've gotten so used to needing to drink it. Yeah, that's exactly what's happened.
Yes, it gives you that warm feeling inside.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Get you going through the day. Well, I'm drinking light and sweet right now because, you know, it's late. If I drink black coffee all day, forget about it. I think I'd burn a hole through my stomach.
Oh, my.
I learned how to drink it black by working at the racetrack because, you know, you're in a barn and you can hook up a coffee pot. There's like an electric hookup there, and or you could bring coffee in a thermos, but really there's no place to refrigerate milk. I guess in the wintertime you could bring some with you, you know, and just keep it on a shelf somewhere and it would stay sort of cold for a day. But, yeah, if you wanted to have coffee, you pretty much had to drink it black. And I rebelled against this for the longest time, but eventually I got used to it. And I figured once you add enough sugar, it's drinkable.
I never thought of it that way.
Also, all the old Greek guys in my neighborhood, when you go out to, like, one of these cafes, I live in this, like, really, like, European section of New York City, where everybody's, like, from Europe, and they do things the European way. Coffee comes in little tiny cups, and it's always served black, and they give you a big old thing of sugar. That's how everybody does it. So, when in Rome, you know.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But, yeah. So, How has been your pony week?
My pony week? Well, I have a big colorful mess on the countertop right now. It's a pretty mess, a pretty big mess, but a pretty mess all the same. I've been doing customizing all week. I haven't bought any new ponies. I'm not looking at new ponies. I'm just gearing up toward, I'm going to a pony meet next weekend. Well, you know the one. It's the one in Maryland.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm bringing all kinds of artsy stuff down there with me because everybody gets to, like, set up a little section, you know, for themselves. so I thought I would show off some of the things I make. So I'm making weird, you know, alien ponies, shrunken head ponies, and Day of the Dead ponies, and patchworks, and, you know, all my stuff that I've gotten kind of known for on the internet. So I have all these, like monsters all over the counter now in various stages of completion. And it's going to be exciting. I am off tomorrow. Hooray! And I plan to just work and paint and, you know, do all that kind of stuff. Get dirty. I'm trying not to ruin my nails. They're growing in so nicely right now. They're perfect. I just hope I don't crack any between now and next week.
Aw. Well, that would be good. Well, let's see. Well,
how about you?
I finally get to say what I got in my About a Pony Swap G3 box.
Oh, you were in that big swap, right? The About a Pony Swap.
Yes, so, I got in my box way early because my swap partner was going on a trip and she didn't think she'd be able to ship it in time. So I've been holding this in for so very, very long. You know, because little Ellie Cat wouldn't let me say what I got.
Now, let me see if I got this right. Okay, the swap, which is where we all kind of send gifts to each other. You sign up for it and you're given an address. And, you know, I'm just saying this for the sake of people that may be listening who don't know what a swap is. It's like a prearranged group trade thing. Someone gets your name, and then they have to treat you to a box of gifties all related to a single pony. Is that right? Everything in the box has to somehow coincide with this particular character?
Yeah, everything in this box had to. Normally it's not just one single pony. Normally it's more along the lines of you have, like, an amount that you have to spend on for ponies. And then...
Oh, okay, so they give you, like, a set budget. Like, don't spend over this or spend at least this. Okay.
Spend at least this much. But in this case, it was spend at least this much, but it has to only be one pony, because then everything in that box has to revolve around that pony in some way or some way somehow. Well,
I'm sorry to interrupt, but how do they know what pony to do? Can
well,
they do any
you
pony?
You send in what you know you would like. And
oh, okay. I like Pony A, Pony B, Pony C, and then they pick one, and they go with
right.
that name. Gotcha.
Right. In this case, normally it's more along the lines so they'll pick 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12. So as many ponies as they want to pick, you know. And I got my G3 box, weeks ago. And the pony that got picked for me was Crystal Lake.
Oh, she's a pretty one, the green one.
She's purple.
Oh, okay, Crystal Lake. Is she the one that came with the skirt and the little necklace?
Yeah.
I was thinking of Crystal Crown. Darn those G3s with all the similar names. Okay, Crystal Lake. Yeah, she's purple. She's in that diva pose, right? Kind of like,
oh, yeah.
I'm so pretty. Look at me pose. Yeah. And she comes with like some kind of like a tutu or something. I have her.
Well, I didn't have her, but I am so glad I have her now. And I joined two of the swaps, and it was so funny. I became so frantic at the end because I had gotten the ponies. And I knew what I wanted to do for the swap. But I was coming to the point where I didn't have time to go out and shop for stuff.
Darn those deadlines. That's the other thing about swaps. There's always deadlines.
Oh, yeah. And because of my hectic work schedule between that and the car networking, right, at times, you know, I actually did the extra shopping last week. And I shipped on Monday. I shipped this last Tuesday, and believe it or not, both my partners got their boxes yesterday.
Oh, sweet. So I guess you had domestic partners. You didn't have to send overseas.
Yeah, I had domestic partners.
Oh, good for that.
But, well, you know what? Me, my thing is, I get one of those flat rate boxes, a priority shipping box.
Oh, yeah.
I just, it's like as much stuff as I can stuff in there as possible.
That's the idea, because no matter what, whether you're mailing bricks or feathers, you sew it up, it's the same price to send it, right?
Yeah, and the great thing is, you know, you go online, you pay for the shipping right on USPS.com, and you can order pickup.
I have to learn how to do that.
So you're happy, but don't even need to go down to the post office.
I would love to be able to do that. That sounds so convenient.
Oh, yeah, it definitely was. Tuesday morning, I was leaving out my house, and I was walking over the boxes that were sitting in the door. I just said, bye. I hope I don't see you again because I took down the wrong address. But, yeah, I spent last week, I think it was last week Thursday when I had my headache, I figured, you know, I might as well be productive. I went swap shopping.
Hey, that's one way to get rid of a headache.
Oh, yeah.
Shop therapy.
There you go. Plus, then I made these little coasters. They were
you made
color.
Coasters?
Yeah.
How
on
cool.
A plastic canvas.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, if you look on the TP under the show off your ponies, under the about a pony swap, look
I will.
For Pink Aurora and Skeg, or Skig.
Skig.
And you'll see the boxes that I sent, and you'll see the little coasters I made. I did them in the colors of the ponies. Pink Aurora, I'd gotten her, you know, Miss Bountiful Bonnet. Oh, what was it?
Bountiful Bonnet? That's a pony?
Bonnie Bonnet.
Oh, Bonnie Bonnet. Sure. Oh, she's a great pony. I love that pony. Twice
yeah.
as fancy.
Oh, yeah. And I did hers in, like, like a dusty rose, cream, light blue border. And then the other pony, it was... Hold on. I got it right here. It was Baby Surf Star. So hers was...
That's a sea pony baby.
No, that's a G3 baby.
Oh, it's a G3 baby. Darn those G3s.
Oh, yeah.
So many of them.
Oh, yeah. That one was... I had orange.
Orange, right. She came with an orange mother, right?
No.
No?
It was Baby Surf Star.
I don't remember
yeah.
Baby Surf Star.
She's yellow. She has a little, what is it on her butt? A sailboat on her rump.
You sure she didn't come with one called Ocean Dreamer?
She might have.
I think she might have. I'm pretty sure there was like a big pony, little pony set there. And it came, you know, kind of after Butterfly Island. That was where I started getting lost with the G3s. I stopped getting every single one. But that's one cool set I think I wouldn't mind having because I like orange.
Oh, yeah.
But I digress.
Yeah, this one I made the coaster had orange and yellow and red and purple. And a blue border.
Cool. I got to totally check out your coasters online. I actually don't have the computer at the moment, but I should shortly, and I will look.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'll tell you what pages there are in the forums, too. So.
Yeah, you said it's in show and tell, right, on the show off your swap goodies thread?
Yeah.
All right.
The about
I know right where to look.
Show off your goodies.
Oh, if you are on the blue board right now, you can see the post I made announcing tonight's show. I think I made it about 7 minutes before we went on the air. Tell me if it has had any views yet.
I'll take a look at it. But, yeah, that was fun. That was my pony thing I've been dying to talk about. And then there is the... Oh, finally, someone came in from the UK that I've been waiting on.
Oh, you got one in the mail. Something you won?
Yes, it was. Princess Golden Glow finally came home.
Really? Oh my gosh.
That was the one where she shifted off, and it was during that time when they were stopping postage.
Yeah, everything got like delayed a little bit because of like the Iceland volcano thing. Nothing was coming or going.
Oh, yeah, so that came in on Monday. And then on Tuesday, my soft plush bag of mist. God, what's that pony's name again? And it's my favorite Pegasus from the G3 line.
Oh, Thistle Whistle? The blue one?
No, the first
No.
one.
The very first one, the fancy one. The one with the breathy voice.
One with the blue wings.
Yeah, the fabric blue wings.
Oh, dear
Well, come
Lord.
on, it's your pony, you should know.
Hold on, I'm looking for it. I'm looking
Yeah, I'm
for it.
so lost without my computer. Put the computer in front of me, I'm a know-it-all. I'm like, yeah, I know this pony, that pony.
Not looking this here. It was Starcatcher.
Thank you. You see what happens? At the end of the work week, I'm brain dead.
Me
Of course,
too.
Starcatcher. She was the first Pegasus, the first G3 Peg.
Oh, yes. And she is, this thing is ultra cute. She even, the bag even has all the symbols on it that are on her, the original one. They stitched in the symbol work
Is it like a
on her head.
backpack?
It's like a backpack.
I've seen that. I remember that. Oh, that's cool. You got that, huh?
Oh,
Woo-hoo!
yes. It was so
Nice.
cute. I couldn't help but bid on it. And I won it, and it's like, hooray, hooray.
It's really cute. It displays nice too. If you like stuff some paper in it or whatever, you can just hang it up and, looks like a plush pony hanging on your wall. It's
Oh,
really
yeah.
neat.
It is. It is so super cute.
You could also
It's
wear it to the flea markets, and that kind of advertises to everybody what you're there looking for. The people will get up from behind their tables and say, "Oh, miss, miss, you're looking for these? I have all these here. Do you need this pony with the parrot on the butt? Here, I have a pink one with foot-long golden hair. Would you like this for 25 cents?"
In which case, I'd be jumping out and going, thank you, bye, running. I got a bonus that's worth $404,000 for a 25 cent. And
Those
I'd
are the
run
first
out of the
two
flea
ponies
market.
that I taught tracks about. Here you go. If you're going to learn ponies, learn these two. Look for the pink pony with the foot-long golden hair.
Oh yeah, but hey, I got a quick question for you.
Okay.
Since we don't have Miss Anti-Swap on the air, I'm actually thinking about doing a swap, but it's going to be a bit different.
Oh, you're thinking of hosting a swap?
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay, what's the question?
Well, it's going to be very different. I'm thinking about doing, I'm going to call it a merry-go-round swap because I'm going to try and get like about 10 people and basically have everyone post up what their want list is in thread and okay, here's your partner. And then after all those packages have been sent and received, take the partners, reorganize them. And set it up to do it again, and everyone sends one pony off the
So
list.
it'll be like a circle swap where you send a pony out to everybody else in the list and they all send one to you too.
Well, I don't know if I would do it 10 times, but do it at least once or two or three times, to where at one point everyone will have three ponies.
Okay, so then as swap meister, you would have to have everybody send in their info to you, and then you have to put each person with three other people. Is that right?
Well, no, it would be one person at a time, Okay, that way, you know, everyone's shopping just for one thing. Everything gets sent out to the partners. Everyone marks off what they've gotten. And then I'll just take the partners again and repartner everyone for round two and then round three, at least.
Sounds intriguing. Sounds like a lot of work for you.
Yeah, no, that's what I was thinking, too.
But what's your question?
Do you think that would work?
Possibly. I have to see it written down. If you want to, you could email us.
I think I will. I might email you and ask you.
Email me your idea. Send it to njponymeat@aol.com. Or you can PM any of the mods at the TP if you were thinking of having it there. Or if you're going to have it at the arena, I guess PM the moderator or swap person at the arena. But on the blue board, it's mlptp.net/tutorials/swaps. HTML. And you can see all the guidelines to participating, organizing, tips on organizing, all that stuff.
Yeah, because I was sitting there, I was thinking about it, and you know, I thought maybe that might be a cute little thing. I mean, right, it would take like a few months to actually finish the swap after having to switch partners.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. It would be epic. You would just probably want to screen the people that join it to make sure that you don't have, you know, transient type people, because some people, like, they sign up for swaps and then they just don't stick around to see them all the way through. You know, announce it up first, just like they do with jury duty. You know, hey, this trial might take 6 months. To tell them, I'd be like, if you sign up for the swap, be prepared to be involved in it for 3 to 6 months or whatever it may be, you know, 1 to 3 months, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, just screen everybody's feedback, you know, look them up, make sure that they don't have negative feedback, check their post count, you know. I mean, post count and newness don't always go together. Like, there's people that are on the boards that have posted for years and have very, very few posts logged. So you want to look at both. Also look at their age, you know, because if they're under 18, then, you know, they can't quite be held totally responsible for, you know, shipping, mailing, deadlines, that kind of thing. They might say they are, but it's good to have under 18 people work with a sponsor who is over 18 or over 21, whatever it is. Somebody legal, because somebody needs to be held accountable if they don't ship. And if somebody doesn't ship and they bail, guess who's left holding the bag? You, the person that organized it. So
okay,
you just cover yourself.
Can you repeat all that? Because I accidentally...
No. Download it and play it back tomorrow.
I probably won't, because I went to go pick up my phone for something, and I accidentally hit the end button.
Okay, so you want the too long didn't listen version. The version is, cover your butt, make sure everybody's of legal age, check feedback, read the tutorial, tips on how to run a swap at the blue board. It's right in the tutorials. Click on the tutorials section or go to the FAQ. You can get to it either way. And just be aware, you know, that, you know, some people might have negative feedback or whatever. If somebody has no feedback, you want to check their references, you know, find out, like, you know, are they responsible? Do they ship packages?
Right.
Get eBay feedback if you have to. And don't be afraid to tell people no. Tell them, you know, this is for experienced, you know, swappers. You should have been in swaps before. If you want to do, you know, if this is your first time swapping, I would recommend you wait this one out.
Yeah. Because this one's going to be one of those ones where if you've done this before, okay, definitely. Because it's not going to, I'm not going to take a lot of people in on it. And it's, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to do international because I'm going to want to keep, like, time limits tight, because we don't want to be waiting, like, forever for the internationals to come overseas, because then, you know, people are going to forget about it.
Well, there's a lot of people that live overseas in our community. Are you sure you want to exclude them entirely and just keep it to the U.S.? I don't see anybody doing it that way. I don't see UK people saying we're going to have a UK swap, or Europe saying we're going to have a Europe swap, or Canada saying, you know, you get my drift?
Yeah, I know. I'm going to try.
People might feel a little bothered by that.
If I get enough people that are in that one general area to where at least I can get, like, at least two or three rounds going in that area, definitely. But definitely I'm going to need to make sure, like, there's going to be no interruption in mail. How's that?
Well, barring volcanoes and other type things, it's really not a big deal to get people to ship overseas. You just got to pretty much allow an extra 2 weeks, give or take, for packages to arrive. I know when I first started swapping, I was deathly afraid of dealing with overseas. But once I did a few times, I realized it's just like dealing with somebody across the country, you know? Distance, and a little green slip that we fill out at the post office. I am sending a pony. This is the address where it's going. This is what it's worth. it really only takes a minute.
Oh yeah.
Definitely. Is anybody in our chat room? Did my topic get any action? Have
yes,
we had any views?
We do have the person whom we are bringing on.
Oh, okay. Person. Well, are we going to cue her in at any point? Or
I think we might just do it now. What do you think?
Hey, we're ready to start talking. I'm ready to start talking. Let me pull up the old intothesea.com here. We were at Brazil. How about we give her a recap?
Okay, we can give her a recap. I know exactly where we left off last week.
Good, because I know.
Let's let our guest host introduce herself.
Hello, guest host.
Am I on?
Yes, you
You're
are.
On.
Okay.
Hello. Welcome to My Little Pony Talk. You are on the air.
Did we scare you?
Yes. I think she's waiting for us to introduce her.
I was just organizing all my Brazil ponies, so I have them all in front of me to talk about.
Wonderful.
I'm kind of distracted.
And seeing as how she has Brazilian ponies, I think we all know who's on the air with us.
Sure. She's been in the background plenty of times with Little Alley Cat. She's been in the famous pony room.
She's sniffed the famous pony air.
She has eaten Little Alley Cat's spaghetti. We're talking about none other than, say who you are.
This is Kit Kat Vintage.
Yay!
Welcome to the show! So glad you could join us.
Yay!
I'm happy to be here, and hopefully I can help you guys out with some of your Brazilian pony information. And
well, it's nice to have somebody
who knows
about.
Little Alley Cat missed out on a fun show.
Yeah, Little Alley Cat. Well, she's on the beach right now, sunning herself in sunny Acapulco.
Yes.
That is in Brazil, isn't it? No, that's in Mexico. Rio. She's in Rio. Yeah, that's it, Rio.
As I said, hopefully she didn't bring the teeny weeny yellow poker.
Hopefully she remembered to get her wax.
That too.
So, like, last week we talked about some ponies. We didn't get too far because, I mean, we only talked about, what, maybe 6 or 7 ponies? Kit Kat Vintage, the site we're using, do you have it? It's intothesea.com, yada, yada. Okay,
yep,
cool.
I have the IntoTheSea page up, and I also have my my personal pony notebook here, so I've got all my little notes to add in.
You have
there
a personal pony notebook?
Dear Lord.
Yeah, most of the information I have has been from various sites and message boards over the years, just writing things down that people have said. So I don't have a web page to reference for it. It's just like a compilation of everyone's notes.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Wow.
And you've been doing this for a few years now, you said? How cool.
Yeah,
is that?
I've been doing it pretty much as long as I've been collecting. Just, you know, the more people that are native to different countries that ponies are from come into the community, the more you learn from them, because people have their childhood memories of ponies, and, you know, they might have, like, back cards from when they were little with pony stories and, you know, all different kinds of information.
Oh, you're so right. And how cool. What great foresight to, like, write all that down, because that turns into gold after time, you know, because people come and go in the community, and, you know, it's so nice to have it written down so that you don't say, oh, remember that girl? What was her name? She was from the UK, and she knew all about this kind, and she had that site, but it's no longer up, and she's no longer around.
There's too many of those.
Yeah, we have a lot of that. Like, every 3 years, there's, like, a massive, you know, like, exodus and then, like, big influx of, like, new people. That's just how it is with all internet communities. So you've had this pony notebook, and you got notes about Brazil in it. And, like, have you ever talked to anybody from Brazil?
Not in person. I mean, obviously on, you know, the arena and the TP.
Yeah, online, I mean.
Messaging and whatnot, so... I actually did a bunch of trades with Gusty Fox, who is a collector from Brazil. That's where a lot of my ponies, my Brazil ponies, have come from.
I
know she's still around, but she's not around as often as she was.
Mm-hmm. She was a chat op for the teepee for a long time. She'd always be back when we had that old, whatever you call that chat, you know, the old style chat, was it IRC or whatever? She was always in there.
I think she's the person who originally gave the Brazilian names to the internet community.
How about that?
So I know.
Well,
on the
big
show,
shout out to Gusty Fox. We'll have to, like, PM her this, you know, and say, "Hey, we talked about you on the show."
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that she is the person that came, you know, that brought the information about the names. So if we're gonna give credit, I think she's the one that should get credit there.
All right. Props and pony magic to Gusty Fox. Hope you're doing well, girl. Make an appearance sometime.
Yes.
So of the ponies that we talked about the collector pose gals. They were like the original six, you know, the ones that we all know and love.
Yeah,
but
and,
like Brazil style.
And I was listening to the last Brazil show, and I know you guys mentioned that there's no snuzzle, and the reason that there's no snuzzle is that instead of the original six, they actually did the original four, and those four were Cotton Candy, Butterscotch, Minty, and Bluebell, and those four were in a set called the, I'm not very good with Portuguese, so I'm probably going to pronounce these very terribly, but I think the set was called Circo de Cavalinos, which translates to parade ponies. And those four ponies each were sold with an outfit. And Cotton Candy came in an outfit that was very similar to the Great Skates outfit that we had in the U.S. Butterscotch came with an outfit that looked like the Tea Party outfit, but it was actually very different colors. It was like a red fancy dress, and she had black shoes. But the actual shape of the cape is the same as the Tea Party outfit.
Sounds adorable.
Bluebell came with the Parade Pizzazz outfit, and Minty came in the Best in the West outfit. And probably they called them something different there, but those were the names for the U.S. outfits.
That is fascinating. They actually came dressed up in outfits. They didn't start doing that here until later. By here, I mean in the U.S.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They did not do that until later. That sounds just too cute and adorable.
I know. I want to see the red dress with the black shoes. Sounds like something I'd wear.
Yeah, it's a really cool outfit. I was looking for pictures, but I couldn't find anything in my one day of quick research preparing for the show.
Yeah, you've got to love us. You know, we just tell you, like, the day before. Hey, would you like to be on the show?
Well, Lil Alley Cat only announced her trip to Brazil, like, what, yesterday? So we didn't have a whole heck of a lot of time to plan. Oh, but how cool that you listened 2 weeks ago and you heard a little bit of us. Like, we did get to talk. I think we left off with, after those four, we talked about the other two.
we talked about.
Yeah, and the other two Collector's Post ponies, Peachy came with the parlor like she did pretty much everywhere else, and Blossom was actually the one that was different. Instead of being sold as part of the original six, Blossom actually came with the show stable.
Did she now? Wow. Imagine that. There were two different versions of her, right? One had, like, blue hair and bluish body, and the other one was purple hair, I think.
I think there's actually only one version. I think what we're seeing on the Into the Sea website is just, like, a slightly faded pony.
Oh.
Okay.
I think there's really just one Brazilian Blossom. I know... I know my Brazil Bluebell has a very faded body, so I think maybe some of their plastic is a little fickle.
Well, you know what laying on the beach will do to you? It turns you all sorts of colors. That's why I stay out of the sun, personally.
Me, I just go into the sun and I forget sunblock and end up in a lot of pain for about a week.
Oh. Well, ponies feel the pain for life because they never go back to their original shade like we do. They bleach and they stay bleached. Or in certain cases, like sparkle ponies, they just turn brown.
Ew. Yeah, in my case, I turn lobster red, and then I turn a nice golden brown, and then I go pale again, and I look like a ghost.
I have shots of me and Kit Kat Vintage from the beach in 2008. We had a pony meet down the beach, and everybody on the boardwalk is so nice and brown and tan, and then here's us, like a pair of ghosts, wearing our jeans and tats and rock shirts and all that, and we're just like white as can be. We look so out of place, but we had a good time, didn't we?
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. Maybe we can do that again this summer. Maybe.
Sure, and I'll wear my gold lamé bathing suit and clear clogs.
We'll bring the extra sunblock.
Oh, yes, and jewelry, lots of jewelry on the beach, and hairspray. We'll fit right in. It'll be like real Jersey Shore. I am planning something. It's going to be probably the first or second weekend in August. I'm going to have a little pony get-together. So I'll announce that at some point, probably after this Maryland thing is over. I don't want to steal Jules' thunder by announcing another meet right away.
Yeah, we gotta all get through the Maryland meet first.
We all gotta get through.
Coming up
real
quick.
So excited! I was saying to Panda earlier how I have all these customs like all laid out on the table. It looks like Frankenstein's laboratory over here in my kitchen. Trax is just afraid to come in here. He's like, oh God. Like a hard hat area. I promise him you can have the kitchen back next week.
Yeah, I really wish I could go next week. It's unfortunately timing, didn't get the job in time, you know, to save up. But definitely next year.
Hey, maybe definitely New Jersey in August.
Maybe
well,
if
think
I
about
finish
it.
Paying off my pony debt from the convention.
Oh, man.
Once I figure that out.
Well, you've got a couple weeks to the convention, so you can try putting a little bit of money aside each week, and then you won't be in quite as much pony debt afterwards.
There's
well,
a plan.
See, my deal is I've got to... throw another deposit on my credit card because I have one of those secured cards where you got to put a deposit down, and that's how much your limit is because I'm rebuilding my credit.
Oh,
so
yeah, yeah.
So I got to throw another deposit down on that so that'll cover the hotel room and that'll cover the car rental all on that card so that my rest of my money is on my debit card through my checking account so that way I don't have two holds on that card taking up 95% of my money because that's what happened to me with the last convention when I paid for the hotel room. They failed to tell me, oh, we're putting like a $300 like hold on your card additional, and it's like, you know, I couldn't pay for a darn thing.
Jeez. Yeah, that's a drag.
I couldn't even buy me and my mother dinner.
And without a credit card, it's so hard to, like, travel, you know? I mean, they really need it for, like, cars and flights and hotels and everything. You know, if you pay cash nowadays, they just look at you like you're some kind of freaking freak or terrorist or something. It's it's cash. It's legal tender in all 50 states. What do you mean? I need to get don't look at me like that, you know, because I don't have the right plastic or whatever. My plastic is the wrong color. It's not silver or gold. It's blue. You know, come on.
It has
debit
on it.
It has Visa logo on it. You have to accept this. It's hooked into my bank account, for crying out loud. Hey, look, do you know who I am? I'm a pony celebrity. I demand to get on this flight. They're expecting me. We should just print our own currency, you know, like print like big like $1,000 bills with like Mimic and Rapunzel on them.
Yeah, but I don't think anyone would accept that money.
Except it meets.
I don't even think it meets would be accepted.
You have to be able to back it up. I'm going to open a credit agency. That's my new thing. That's what I'll do. There's money in that. Why not? Banks are making a fortune at it. I'm going to open a pony credit line. Think I could get that far with... Yeah, could I do this?
But what would you accept as collateral?
Ponies, of course.
In that case, I could see you doing it because then I could see you having, you know, the repo men.
Yeah, I'll be like the pony pawn broker.
Going to pick up the ponies because they defaulted on their debt.
Send thugs to your house. Yeah, we're here for Brazilian paradise. Or we'll break your thumbs.
Oh, dear Lord.
I'm going to look into the legalities of this. I'll see if I can actually get away with it. People in our community always need money. Anytime you go on the Wanna Sell board, it's, oh, my God, I need money now. Usually it's to buy more ponies. Selling ponies because I need to buy a pony. Bad.
Hey, you know, that's us.
Well, that's how the whole trading thing got started. Some people never buy and sell. They just trade all the time, you know? I'll trade you your Applejack for your Minty, for your Paradise, for your Bluebell. And that's how the pony world goes around.
Oh, yeah.
And at the moment, our world is going around and around to Brazil. Where did we leave off at? We were talking about so-softs that didn't have any fur on them. Was that
what
you
were
talking
about? Well, there's actually some more ponies in the Circo de Cavallino set, which are not pictured on the site.
Oh. Can we hear about those? Yeah.
I think,
what's the name of the show? Yeah. I want to hear.
I think the collector's post ponies with the outfits were like a set 1 year, and then maybe the following year they put out this next set, which is four ponies that each come in the shy pose, like Bowtie and Applejack. And what makes them special, aside from having outfits, is that they don't have a symbol, but they are the same ponies that are, you know, common ponies in other countries. And I believe they each have their own Brazil counterpart.
Let me interrupt one real quick. I just want to get Panda keyed in on this. Panda, you get in front of the computer, right? Put up this picture on Kit Kat's website. I want you to see these gals, okay? It's kitkatvintage.webs.com.
Yeah.
Plug that in, and I think she's got a picture of these next four gals on your site. Am I right there,
yep.
KKV?
Yep.
All right.
If you after you get my site up, if you go to the photo gallery, there's albums for all my ponies sorted by country, and if you click on Brazil, it's the second picture in the Brazil album.
Her homepage has a picture of Bowtie on it, and I've met that Bowtie in person, and a lovely Bowtie she is, too.
Yeah. Leave it to me.
She's not all together there, but she gets around, that Bowtie.
You know, leave it to me. You know, I'm sitting here futzing around, deleting, like, what's in the web bar, whatever that thing's called.
Whatever that thing's called.
Yeah, whatever that little box is where you put a website into. But you can tell I'm just not, I'm tired tonight. I'm like,
I don't know what you call that either. I call that like the destination bar. You type it in. I want to go to this site.
I think that's what it is. But here I am deleting everything in there to get to the main page, and then I look down and I realize there's a link to the photo gallery.
Ta-da! Yeah, in her gallery, you'll see like one for Brazilian.
Oh, dear Lord, I'm trying to find it. Whoa. Hi. Hello.
It should be like the first row of photos on the right side.
Yeah, they're
right
on
column,
order,
top
so it's,
row.
Oh, there they are.
Third folder.
Yeah.
I'm just like going through the entire page, kind of like, ooh.
Oh, it's easy to get lost in KitKat Vintage's site. You will just, yeah, have a pen and paper handy because you're going to want to add to your want list after looking at this site. How long have you been collecting for KKV?
I started collecting in 97, and at the time I just wanted to get a few ponies that I wanted when I was little, and I just discovered eBay and the fact that you could buy anything you wanted on eBay. And
yep.
I got a Baby Glory, and then I got Moon Dancer and some other early ponies, and
and it didn't end there.
13 years and a couple hundreds or thousands of ponies later, here I am.
Well, see, that's part of me. I bought that, four pack from, Toys R Us, that very first four pack they ever had.
Oh, yeah, the one with finger paints and the other three.
Before that one.
The one with the Princess Pink with the crown on her, that one?
Princess Peppermint?
Yeah, that's the one. That's that set?
I bought that set for a friend of mine who is a crazy pony fanatic. Let me put it to this way. I went to every single store I could find and bought her ponies. I think I overdosed her on ponies that night when she got them.
They're just so cute. When you first start collecting them, you just get enraptured by their cute little faces and colors.
But, I had gotten myself one set because I thought, these are kind of cute. Threw it in the thing. Yeah, fine. It wasn't until a few years later when the guy I was dating bought me a pony because I was sick. It wasn't feeling good.
Aww.
He bought me a pony.
What a sweetie. Yeah. Does he have a brother? Oh, wait, I'm married. Never mind.
But, yeah, that's unfortunately when everything went downhill and half my paycheck goes to eBay.
Here. Did you get the page up yet with the Brazilians? Or are you still oohing and aahing?
I'm looking at the no symbol ones. These guys are cute. It looks
that's
like
what she was just getting ready to talk about. She said that there was another four that weren't on the Where the Rainbow Ends page. And, I'll shut up now.
All right, so now that we're all looking at the same thing, do you want to start with bow tie?
Looks like
red hair.
A tennis outfit.
Yeah, bow tie is actually much more vibrant than she usually is. She has a really bright blue body and red hair instead of pink. And
I love
she
that red
came
hair.
In a tennis outfit.
It is a tennis outfit.
Mm-hmm. It's my outfits aren't complete. I've got, a few pieces here and there, but I've got the main pieces on three of the four, so you kind of get what they're supposed to be. But Bowtie's name was not Bowtie, it was Tenista.
Tenista. Like tennis.
Yeah. Like, it translates to tennis player.
Right. Girl
this is one of the
player.
Few Portuguese things that I'm finding that I can say, Tenista.
We just do our best. None of us here speak Portuguese. We don't speak Greek. We don't speak Italian. But we just try anyway.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty
rare,
much low. But, yeah, that's
try.
One loud bow tie.
Yeah, that one screams bow tie.
Bow tie! And
so
she has no symbol.
Yep, all four of these ponies don't have any symbol, so instead of their name matching their symbol, their name matches their outfit.
Aha.
Uh-huh. That is too cute.
So
I want them.
Then in front of bow tie, there's bubbles in the shy pose. Sometimes people call this pony Cascade because she kind of looks like Cascade a little bit, but I think she's supposed to be bubbles because she is actually yellow with blue hair, not green hair like Cascade has. Bubbles comes in a birthday party dress, and if you have the American birthday party dress, it's purple with white polka dots. This is the exact same pattern, but it's totally different fabric, and it makes it look really different and cool.
Yeah, totally. I mean, yeah, it's the same cut, but it's a different dress, and it has like a weird whitish, yellowish collar that looks like it's fuzzy material.
Yep, it's like a kind of like a velvet material.
Right, like a flocked, like a velveteen.
Yeah, and her name is Festina, which means little party.
Yeah, she does look like she's going to a party. She just needs a present and a gift or a balloon or something. Wow, how cute is that? Bubbles in the shy pose. Neat.
That is too cute.
And then we have Parasol.
Yep, I recognized her right away.
Yeah, Parasol, you know, she looks pretty much like Parasol. There's not much you can really say that's different about this one, other than
the pinkish color in the front of her hair. It's much brighter. It's more like a strawberry kind of color rather than like a peachy pink.
Yeah, I know I've noticed a lot of people ask what the color matches for the Brazil red.
You've read my mind.
People are always looking for color match for that, and there is no other pony hair that matches Brazilian red.
Someone ought to email a picture of one of these over to, Tina at Dolly Hair and just say, hey, you know, maybe you can, have something custom dyed, you know.
We need this color.
Or if anyone has a baby one and they're willing to sacrifice a snippet of hair, just mail it to her. Then she can do a dead-on match, you know. It's better to work with the actual product in your hand than do it from a photo. Hey, if it means that you're going to get all new hair sent to you, it might be worth it just to send a little piece of hair. But, yeah, that's Parasol, all right. She's got the same color eyes. Really, she's just missing her symbol. And what's that cute dress she's wearing? It looks like it's white.
She is actually Little Bride or Novena or Noivina.
Oh, you said the magic word. You know what a freak I am for brides.
So now you have to get the Brazilian Parasol as her bridal outfit for your bride collection.
It's done. Oh, I'm just dreading to find out what this is going to set me back. Oh, my goodness. Did she come with anything else? You said your outfits might or might not be complete. Is there, a veil or a bouquet?
I think she had white shoes. I don't know exactly what else she came with. I mean, usually the outfits are pretty similar to the American counterparts, so maybe she had a ring. I'm not sure, really.
Well, that's good.
But
hey, at least I know.
Yeah, and fortunately this set is not usually as expensive as some of the other Brazil ponies, so you might be able to add her to your collection without having a big hole in your wallet.
Oh, well, that would be really a good treat. So I'm going to do a spell. Can I have my magic, please?
Hold on, let me go get your magic.
All right, I'm doing a spell for me. Because, really, I got to have this. It's all about bridal magic. And, you know, the bride month of June is coming up, so I'm hoping that, because my birthday is also in June, I will just send some magic to myself. A little pony power action, a little Brazilian pony joy coming my way. Thank you very much. Ooh! You know, wow. You know, my spell must have just done something else, because I saw that we had a caller in the queue. Panda, did you happen to see who was here? Somebody was giving us a knock-knock.
Let's see who is on the air. Hello?
I got to pull teeth to get on the air now. I have to send private messages to other people, say hello, want to get on, say hi, or something. I was on queue earlier and just listening to ramble. No wonder nobody calls.
Are you saying we're boring?
No, I'm just saying you didn't pay attention to me.
Ah. We were so wrapped up in our coffee talk.
Yeah.
She didn't
no,
even
you were,
hear
you,
you
were talking
knocking.
About swaps. You were talking about swaps.
Shouldn't you be on a beach right about now drinking a pina colada?
Yeah, I was calling you while I was drinking my milkshake, actually. I had a cookies and cream milkshake, and it made me think of you guys for some reason. And so I called, and I was going to partake in the milkshake with you, but you wouldn't answer. And so I just sat
here
listening.
You know what my problem is? I seriously, when I'm using just my laptop, I swear I need another screen so I can just flip the switchboard over to the other screen. So it's like, and I have the one screen with the switchboard, one screen with the chat room, and then I need a third screen just for the websites.
It's okay, I understand. I mean, you weren't expecting anybody to call. Speaking of anybody calling, where's the other co-host that was supposed to be sitting in for me tonight?
She's right here.
I'm here.
I'm here.
Way to be vocal.
Well, it's hard to squeeze a word in here.
Hey.
You're supposed to lay the smack down on me the moment I arrived. Come on, claim your territory.
Kids Kat Vintage has been regaling us with her beautiful website full of gorgeous Brazilian ponies with their original clothing, mind you.
Oh, I know. Yeah, see, that's why I couldn't do the show. It had nothing to do with having guests or being on the beach. You were talking about Brazil and you were going to hit a pony and I couldn't talk about it. I just could not get up the mental fortitude to get through it.
We just saw three of the most amazing variant ponies, and I gotta tell you, I already added one onto my want list.
Are we talking about at Kit Kat's site? I'm at Kit Kat's
site. On Kit Kat's site, yeah. Go to Kit Kat Vintage.
Right, I'm at the Brazilian ponies. Which ones are we talking
about?
Go
to the no symbols.
Oh, yeah, I had the Gusty. I had the no symbol Gusty. That was the one that
did you sell her?
I need a parasol. Need.
Parasol looks pretty cool, no symbol. But
okay,
I want no symbol.
The little bride, so you know how Pony Genie is obsessed with bride ponies.
Yeah, I was all over that. I like the schoolgirl outfit for the Gusty, but there's no, you don't have that outfit.
Yeah,
but she has
that's the best outfit,
pony.
And that's the one I'm missing.
That's
exactly
what
we're actually
going to
talk about next.
What? This one?
That's where we left off.
You've got to be kidding me, right? I psychically must have tuned into that. I knew.
You did.
That was just freaky, okay?
It is freaky, right?
That's
right?
You're going to start talking about it and lead in?
Seriously,
yes.
That's the only Brazilian I've ever owned. I happen to give it away, and I happen to call up right when you're about to talk about it. I mean, come on, what are the odds?
It was totally the next pony. It was going to be the next words out of our mouth right after I finished my spell.
And I'm not cheating. I wasn't, like, listening, and this isn't, like, staged or scripted. I had no idea. This was the pony gods coming down, torturing me.
I told Panda, I said, my spell must have done something, because look who somebody's knocking. I think you better go answer the door.
Okay. That's really, wow. I feel so bonded with you guys. It's just kind of strange. We've been doing this so long, it's like I'm psychically connected to you.
Well, I give it credit to our guest expert.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Kit Kat knows so much about Nirvana ponies. I mean, I feel like a noob whenever I'm around her and she starts talking about, like, oh, and this one was actually here and this one was that and this one doesn't have this. And I'm going, wow, and I thought I knew something about ponies. I know nothing.
Hear, hear. Well, listen and learn, because she's going to tell you about the Gusty now. And I tell you, the Gusty wasn't on the other site that we were also using. So
don't
if she hadn't been here,
known.
We wouldn't be talking about Gusty right now.
No. We would have been talking about Gusty, because it was the only one I ever owned, so I knew it existed. We would have talked about Gusty.
If you were
that,
here,
that
would have
been
you weren't.
One moment that I would have been super smart, because I would have been like, guess what, guys? And everybody would have been so shocked and awed.
Well, I'm going to drink a 13th cup of coffee while you guys talk about Gusty, because I don't know
anything about her.
Yeah, I don't have a whole lot of time. I have only a couple minutes here, and I have to get back to, like, being the hostess with the mostest. And hold on, where are you going? Oh, okay, yeah, you might want to get her. And, yeah, so I only have a couple minutes, but I wanted to call in and, you know, say hi, everybody, and Hi. Have fun without me and actually get to talk. And partake in the gusty conversation, and then I'm off. That was a cute cat.
Gusty conversation, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Gusty came with a really adorable outfit that is unique to Brazil. There was no outfit like this made in any other country, and of course it's the one that I don't have to share a picture of, but it's a little kind of schoolgirl-looking outfit, and the top of the dress is white, it looks like a little knit sweater, and then she has a plaid skirt, and she comes with a little beret and a purse.
Aww. It is so stinking.
The name is Escotes, which translates to Scottish. So I guess maybe she's the Scottish pony in Brazil.
The Scott schoolgirl.
I hear yelping in the background.
I want.
You gonna live?
Did
somewhere
you just
there's a private
something?
Joke. What's going on?
She's going, I won, squeal, squeal.
Well, get in line. That is, you know, of ponies up there on my list that I have to track down, that's one of them. I've refrained. I was good. I got the email and everything of the person. I'm not going to contact her. I just can't do it. I don't want to know. It's better not to know.
I like Gusty, but you notice what's weird about Gusty? We all know and love Gusty as a unicorn, but here she is now, and she's an earth pony. No one mentioned that.
And toes as well.
That's actually something unique about the Brazil ponies. They have earth ponies and Pegasus ponies, but there are no unicorns at all.
None.
Any pony that was a unicorn has been changed to something else.
And in this case, she was changed to an earth. She's been downgraded.
Oh, yes.
Stripped
of
her horn.
I just want the outfit.
But I love the outfit. If you follow G3s, there was one G3 made with a schoolgirl outfit. I think it was a variant
shenanigans.
Of shenanigans.
Sometimes with shenanigans.
Yeah, that's the
I
one. And I have her. Yeah,
yeah.
She's cool.
Awesome. And she's got the little beret and everything, too.
And I only bought her because of the outfit. I hated the original pose, like the open mouth front-facing pose, but when she came out as the schoolgirl, I had to get it.
Yeah, I think everybody did. That series was cute. That also had the... what was it? I think that was it Tink or somebody that was dressed up in like the bathrobe and the head towel and everything.
I have that too. That
one's really
like
too.
Spa time with whatever the pony was. Some purple pony.
Yeah, well, back to the cool ponies.
One of 100. Yeah, back to the cool G1s. So let's see. Do we go back to the Into the Sea now? Are there any other Earths that we need to talk about before we move on to the bald so-so?
The way that the Into the Sea site is organized, it's kind of combining the next couple sets of ponies because there are early U.S. variant ponies, if you want to call them that, which is Applejack and some others that haven't been discussed. Then there's Rainbow Ponies. And then there's the non-so-soft ponies. So all those three sets are kind of squeezed together.
Well, how about this? How about we use the Where the Rainbow Ends for the main site, and then we'll jump over to yours when you have something that corresponds to it. Does it sound good with everybody?
Yeah, you know what, guys? There is a picture of Gusty's little dress and plaid skirt on mylittleponycollector.com.
Cool. I will head over there.
So if you actually want to see the little plaid skirt, you can see that at that particular site. And on that note, I guess I will go pony bye-byes and be upon my merry way and allow you guys to have all that fun without me.
Well, hey, it was good to hear from you.
What was the excuse you gave everybody? You said I was on a beach somewhere?
Yeah, I said you were on the beach in Brazil.
Oh, okay. Well, then I got to go back there.
Yeah, you got to catch your flight.
No kidding. All right, I'm out of here.
Don't worry. You got about an hour before the clubs open.
All right, well, I'll meet you for cocktails later, all right?
Arriba, or whatever they say. Adios.
What do they say?
Ciao?
I have no clue because
hasta la vista, baby.
In elementary school, we actually had a kid who came over from Portugal.
Portugal?
Portugal. Thank you. So I have a problem saying Portugal. Okay? But,
Portugal.
You also have a problem saying procrastinate.
We won't talk about that.
We'll practice tongue twisters at the end of the show when we get to overtime. We'll talk about procrastinating in Portugal. We
right,
won't let
I'm
Panda
go.
Hang up until
wind
she
up
says
doing
three
the whole
times
show
fast.
With you guys again. I'm going to go. Going to go.
Bye,
Pony,
guys.
Night.
Night.
Bye-bye.
Night. Ooh. I like
we. That was great. I'm so glad that she called in. How nice.
Me too.
Oh, I forgot to ask her what the weather was like in Rio. She can give us a report next week. But I was looking at this picture of well, we talked about Applejack last week, her famous name and everything. She's called Ring-Shaped Loaf. Hello. She's like a much brighter orange. Yeah, I couldn't tell from the little thumbnail on the IntoTheSea.com, but on KitKat's site, she's really orange. She's like,
oh, yes.
Ultra pumpkin colored orange. She's like that Halloween orange. Looks real nice on her, too.
You can't miss her.
Nope, she's
definitely.
And she's got those bright green eyes. She's fabulous. And then we talked about how they didn't do the flocking thing down in Brazil for whatever reason. I guess, you know, they didn't do it. So all their so-softs are non-so-softs, or as we like to abbreviate, NSS.
Yes.
And we discussed paradise. Kit Kat, do you have anything to add about paradise?
I guess the only thing to say about paradise is that Brazil is the only place where a non-so-soft paradise was made. I know years ago there were rumors that a non-so-soft paradise was sold with the Paradise Estate in Europe, and that is not true. Brazil is the only place that made a non-so-soft paradise.
Great. So we're doing like a Pony Mythbusters here.
Mm.
We're busting the myth. This
except
one is busting.
So at least we're not blowing ponies up, okay? We're setting them on fire or shooting them out of a cannon or...
or using them for target practice or anything else vile like that. No, we love our foreign ponies here. We treat them well. Did we talk about the next one, the one after Paradise, Panda? I can't remember if we got
truly.
That far.
Truly.
That's right,
cause
she had a beautiful...
Truly.
Name. What was her Brazilian name again?
Truly's name is, I'm on a different page in my book.
It's like flying love heart or something.
Espina do Amor, which translates to love's wing.
Yeah,
and,
love's wing.
Another thing, the site says that she has pink and green hair. Her hair is actually blue. It's like a firefly, you know. Sky
oh,
blue.
Is it really? It's not like a teal?
Yeah.
It's more like a blue. Wow,
it's
cool.
It's the blue. I don't have her, but I have seen her in person. And
have
it's
you?
It's blue. It's not
Ooh.
Green.
Fantastic.
Yeah, she's, and her tail is striped, like the way that the Shy Pose Gusty had the green and red tail.
Yeah.
Truly also has a hot pink and blue striped tail, which, I don't know, it's kind of unique and cool that they did that.
How
with the
weird. The only photo I saw of Truly, she just had a solid pink tail. I wonder what the discrepancy is there. I wonder if she was rehaired or if someone stole her blue hair out or if it's just the angle of the photo. Maybe the blue is
might be the angle.
And I actually have an interesting little side note which may explain why Truly has that hair color. I have some catalog pages of prototypes of the year 4 U.S. ponies. And
way cool.
Magic Star actually has hair striped like a unicorn.
Get
in
out.
The prototype picture, Truly doesn't have striped hair like that. But possibly if, you know, when Hasbro was in their prototyping and planning phase, they might have sent their drawings down to Estrella in Brazil. And they may have had Truly drawn with a stripe in her hair, like a unicorn, which might
now
be...
Now, that is a really good theory.
I like
it. I could totally see that happening. Wow, how cool is that? So they might have kept with the original designs, and like the U.S. might have changed their mind in the 11th hour and said, "Now we're just going to make it simple."
Mm-hmm.
Wow, how cool is that? So let's see, who came after Truly? Okay.
Oh,
I have her. I can actually talk about this one. All right, Panda, describe her. What has she got?
I have light blue with pink, yellow, green, blue hair, pink eyes. Symbol is painted silver Saturn with blue ring surrounded by smaller silver, red, and moon planets. She's different from her U.S. version, as she does not have glitter as a symbol, and she is a Pegasus instead of being a unicorn.
And when I first saw this, like, Moonstone is one of my favorite ponies. When I saw that there were, like, other alternate versions of her, I put this immediately on my list. And I just got her this year. She's, like, my biggest pony brag so far of 2010 that I was able to get this lovely, lovely variant. And, yeah, she's real pretty. She's, like, a pale blue color, kind of like a robin's egg. And the symbol, sure enough, it's, like, no glitter on it. It's just this, like, metallic paint. And, man, it's gorgeous. And I love that she's a Pegasus. It's so cool. It was never my favorite peg pose, but, you know, I do love her.
That's one of the kind of neat things about Moonstone, is that she is one of very few ponies that was actually made in an Earth pony, a unicorn, and a Pegasus through various countries.
Argentina,
she was an Earth pony, and in Brazil, she was a Pegasus, and pretty much everywhere else, she was a unicorn.
Big
family. Where was she in Earth Pony?
In Argentina, you haven't got there yet.
Oh, but we will.
It's a sneak peek.
You don't do that to me. But I get questioning, and I ask questions I shouldn't be asking.
And we give you short answers, but we give them to you in the form of teasers. You're encouraged.
Stay tuned for more about Moonstone and her
other
variations.
The Moonstone saga will continue.
And Moonstone's name in Brazil is Astina de Bolina, which translates to Ball's Wing.
Balls? B-A-L-L-S, Wing?
Yeah. So we will put that in the ring-shaped loaf category and move on.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't believe they named her that. What's wrong with people? Oh, I know, balls. Because, like what? Like her main symbol is like a Saturn-type planet, and then there's all these balls in the air all around it. I guess they're supposed to be other planets, but... they could be stars. They're space balls.
They're
satellites.
Moons of Saturn.
Moons. It's not a moon. That's a
Saturn
space
have
station.
Moons.
Oh, bad news, guys. I just lost my internet.
Aww.
Yeah, so you just have to carry on without me for a few minutes while I reboot.
Bad internet. Bad.
Yeah, well, I blame the stinking iPod that I plugged in the other day. I found an iPod, so I tried to plug it into my computer, and the computer spat it out and was very angry with me, and apparently it's still sulking, because it just, well, anyway, let's say I'm having technical difficulties. Carry on. I'm just going to give the computer about a five-minute rest. It doesn't like to get turned on again immediately after a freak out.
Sorry, don't mind me.
Oh, do we want to move on to the next pony?
Yes, we will move on to Miss Ribbon.
Ooh.
Is blue.
Ribbon is another one of the unicorn victims of Brazil.
Oh, you mean she's
no
not
longer
a unicorn? Oh, my
gosh. She is now in Posey's walking pose.
Oh, now she's an earth.
De-horned.
She's been demoted. She's been dehorned.
Dehorned. Yeah, there's a lot, you know, okay, this might seem weird, but did either of you watch that show, Futurama?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Did you watch
here
the episode? Did, Did you ever watch the episode with the human horn?
Nope.
Me either.
Sorry.
Okay, anyway, it happened to be, like, human horn was supposed to be, like, an aphrodisiac. Okay.
Trying to think if humans had horns. We need special hats to accommodate our horns.
Well, see, they thought it was the nose that was the human horn. So, you know, they would come and steal people's noses. So I was thinking along the same lines, they came and stole all the unicorns' horns. And that's why they're hornless now.
Reminds me of that story on the cassette tape that came with, what was it, Baby Ember or something like that, where the guy from New York was cutting off the rainbow pony's hair and making, like, wigs out of it.
Dear Lord.
Don't mind my chewing. I couldn't wait. It was 10:30. I had to have a My Little Pony snack.
Oh, I forgot to call out pony snack time, didn't I?
Mm-hmm. Well, I wasn't waiting. My stomach was going, pony snack, no. You got to listen to your stomach. So I'm currently biting the head off a pink pony right now. You got to do something while the computer reboots.
You know, I brought pony snacks with me to work, and nobody has mentioned anything about me sitting there and eating ponies.
Well, the word is out about you.
No, I don't think so. Not yet. Not until I bring a pony with me.
Kit Kat Vintage, you bring ponies to work ever? We do.
I have, but I don't have ponies who permanently live at work.
Yeah, same here.
That kind of stuff off my desk. I do, however, have some coworkers who may be listening to the show tonight because I made the mistake of telling them about that.
Oh, boy. Panda, keep an eye on the downloads. We might get a few more than usual thanks to Kit Kat Vintage's office.
Hey, you never know. We may, you know.
We might get some new fans out of this. Who knows?
Exactly. You know, we may convert some people to being pony lovers, you know?
Would this be a good thing or a bad thing?
It might just be a weird thing.
And it might be a bad thing for eBay. I'd have some stiff competition.
Well, I work with all men, so I know there are guys that collect ponies out there, but I just don't know if... You know,
you
the guys I work with would be into that.
Oh, if they do listen, I could just imagine what they must be thinking, hearing girls talk about ponies. And what you're going to hear tomorrow at work. Oh, no, you have to wait till Monday, right? You don't work weekends, do you?
No, not usually.
Well, maybe by the weekend.
Not if I can help it.
Lucky.
Okay, fingers crossed that the computer is going to work. I just turned it back on.
Okay. Oh, excuse me. I'm having major hiccup issues tonight.
Uh-oh. Well, you know what they say for that. What do you have to do? Put a bag on your head, hold your breath, or something.
Stick your fingers in your... Take some water, put it in your mouth, shove your fingers in your ears, and swallow.
Wow.
That's if you don't have someone to shove their fingers into your ears for you. If you have someone who's willing to shove their fingers in your ears, then you just take a glass of water and start chugging.
Rex, if I had hiccups, would you shove your fingers in my ears for me so I could stop? No. Yeah, how did I know that would be the answer?
Oh, no, I get some really weird hiccups. I get it, like, you know, those silent ones are, you know, nothing. But then I get these ones that are, like, so loud you can hear me from across the room, and I'm jumping with them. And then I get the silent ones that are just so horrible and powerful that I'm jumping. You're just seeing Jeannies all of a sudden jump. Like, excuse me, I'm hiccuping. Yeah, nothing
well,
about
you guys
me
are,
is normal.
You guys are just going to have to carry on without me because I'm still having trouble restarting here. I hope I'm not going to need tech support.
So, anything else about ribbon?
Well, let's see. Ribbon is a bright blue color, and she has the chartreuse hair with the red streak like the normal ribbon does.
Yeah.
And that's really about it.
She's pretty much
she's
the
pretty,
same
she's
except
cool.
for she's been dehorned.
She's blue
she's
and shiny.
Harmless. Dehorned and deflocked. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, and deflocked, too, yes.
Are we ready
and
to move to the next one, or?
Yeah, who's next?
Yes, I'm sorry, I'm brain dead here. We got Miss Magic Star.
Ooh. And she's all
and,
smooth.
Magic Star looks pretty similar to her U.S. counterpart, minus the flocking. The biggest difference is that her hair is a lighter shade of green, whereas the regular So Soft one is more of like a bright, kind of vibrant green. This one's more of like a kind of light lime or maybe even an olive.
Ooh. She is kind of cute with that olive hair.
Yeah, I thought the hair was a little different on her. She's not that shiny green that I'm, you know, accustomed to seeing. It is different. I thought maybe it might have been the flash, but no, they use different hair in Brazil. It's totally different
yep.
from what we're used to seeing up here.
Yeah, Brazil has kind of unique hair colors. The greens
oh, yeah.
and the pinks and the reds in particular are pretty unique to Brazil, and you don't see that those shades anywhere else.
Oh, no, definitely not. Especially not red.
So if you're trying to fix one of these puppies up, you've got a challenge ahead of you because to find hair exactly like the Brazilian hair is not easy.
Yep. I think I read somewhere that the Estrella Toy Factory in Brazil actually has like a toy and doll hospital where you know,
aww.
If a child has a toy that's broken, they can take it back to the factory and they'll fix it for you.
Wow.
I'm sure they charge, but sometimes you'll see people turn up selling Brazil ponies that say factory rehair. And occasionally when they're factory rehaired, they turn up with different colors, which, you know, different color hair always kind of leads to suspicion. But
oh, yeah.
there is a legitimate factory that fixes damaged ponies in Brazil.
That's so cool.
Kind of sounds like, you know, the Cabbage Patch Factory, you know. You
right.
You email them that, you know, oh, I got,
yeah,
you know, can... my the foot's been cut off of my poor Cabbage Patch doll, and, you know, you just send her
I
in.
I did that
you...
once. I sent my doll down to Georgia, and they sent her back to me. They gave
did
her a bath, and they put... They put new blush on, and, like, her fingers and toes were, like, stained black from, like, me being, like, I don't know, handling her too much. They cleaned her all up. Well, she was one of those special edition ones, so I wanted to take proper care of her. So I asked my parents for permission, and they let me box her up and send her back down to Babyland. Well, I didn't even know
did they
to do that with
back?
Pony.
Did they send
okay,
her back?
Have...
Did they send her back with, like, a little hospital bracelet?
Gosh, I can't even remember. You know, I would think that they would. I'm sure that she came with something.
I think if I read correctly, they said they will actually, they actually put like a hospital like bracelet on them, and then when it gets sent back, it still has that bracelet on them.
Shoot, this was in
the
80s. I can't remember
yeah.
what I had for dinner last night, and you want me to remember what they sent her back with 20 years ago?
That's pretty cool that different places had those kind of services, and it also kind of, you know, tells you about how times have changed. Like, now things are very disposable, whereas,
oh, yeah.
you know, in the 80s or, you know, back
oh,
in
actually,
the good old days, people
yeah,
cared actually. About their stuff and wanted to fix it up and keep it, whereas
well,
now,
actually,
you know, they would probably throw it in the trash.
Well, actually,
I remember,
the Cabbage Patch Factory actually still offers that service that you can send down the Cabbage Patch doll, and they'll send it back all fixed up.
Oh, wow.
I've been thinking about getting back into the CPKs because I have a whole big box of them down in Jersey, and I haven't looked at them in years, but I'm kind of missing them now. I'm thinking next time I go down, I might get them and, you know, I don't know, take them out and look at them and see what I got, because I did have a lot of the original stuff, not just the Coleco dolls, but, I mean, I had, like, the big ones, you know, the totally soft-sculpted ones from Georgia.
Mm. Right.
They were, like, 22 inches long, big ones. And, yeah, I was really into them for a while. I was never, like, a doll-playing kind of kid, but I did like the Cabbage Patch because I liked their whole one-of-a-kind angle. I thought that was really neat. Oh, but this is the My Little Pony talk show. I'll save Cabbage
Patch.
Yeah,
you know, if Little Alley Cat was here, she would be saying, this is not Cabbage Patch talk. This is Pony talk.
Enough. I can hear her already. let's talk about ponies. Yeah, there you go, ponies. Magic Star is awesome. Okay, who's next?
Okay, and Magic Star is in the rearing pose. Brazil is one of the places that use the rearing pose outside of the So Soft ponies.
Right, yeah, but in the UK she's like standing or something, right?
Yeah, she's in like Tootsie and Cherry Jubilee's pose in the UK.
That's right. Oh, okay, cool. Good to know.
Up next we've got a shy one.
Aww.
It's Miss Wind Whistler.
Oh, and look at that, a variant pose. She's not in her tiptoe peg pose. She's got all 4 feet on the ground.
Yeah, she's a little shy.
I think this Wind Whistler is one of the prettiest Brazil ponies.
Oh, yeah.
I think she's definitely one of my favorites. She's got a really pretty sky blue body and light pink hair and then hot pink cymbals, which is kind of like the colors that she'd be if she were deflocked, you know?
Yeah, exactly. When you deflock a So Soft, their colors are always stronger. Does she have, like, a special name?
Her name... Oh, and I forgot the last couple names. Let me...
Oh, okay. Back it up to Magic Star.
Let's see. Magic Star is Varina de Condeo, which translates to Magic Wand. And Ribbon is Fitina, which translates to Little Ribbon. Wind Whistler is Asina de Apito, which translates to Whistler's Wing.
Whistler's Wing. Yeah, everything with the Pegasus with them is wing, like something wing.
Yeah.
Yep.
But, man, she looks great. She's her display side, she's facing left, and, you know, she just looks pretty as a picture, I got to say. That's a nice variant.
She does.
Me likey.
I love her. I wanty.
Me wanty. Yo quiero.
She's light blue, light pink hair, pink whistles, light pink eyes. Me wanty.
Am I bugging out, or is Wind Whistler, is the U.S. version of her a two-colored whistle? Are there blue whistles as well as pink, or...
The UK So Soft has two different colors. The U.S. They're all hot pink.
Thank you for confirming that I'm not crazy. Well, I am crazy, but thanks for confirming that I wasn't imagining that. Because I painted a custom baby Wind Whistler once, and I know I did her with blue and pink whistles together. I must have made a baby UK Wind Whistler then and not known it. Oh, my goodness. I'm looking at IntoTheSea.com, and I see the next pony up, and I need to catch my breath. This is one of my favorites.
The pony that gets around and around and around. It's Miss Bowtie. And, oh, my God, she has had a complete makeover. She went down to Brazil and said, that's it. Make me completely over.
The first thing she did was she parked her butt on the ground and said, I'm staying. I like this place.
Exactly. She is sitting down on her backside. Yes, she is sitting. She is green. Green.
Green. Like green as yellow. Green as Oscar the Grouch.
Green, 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 green. And her hair is coral, yellow, green, and blue. And, of course, she said, keep the bows pink. Don't mess with the bows.
They don't mess with the bows. They messed with everything else about her. My goodness.
Yeah, she
they
said, change
they
everything to leave the bows.
They made her into a rainbow pony, and a sitting one at that. You know, those were always the hardest ones to play with because, you know, they can't run, they can't jump, they can't do anything. They just kind of sit there. They just watch. And you can't even put clothes on them. I guess you could put a hat on them. That's about it. Hat and a cape.
But everybody loves them.
Everybody
the
loves
ponies.
Them. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, because they're just cool. Because we don't play with them anymore. We just sit them on shelves. So the sitting pose is great for us.
Brazil
yeah.
bow tie is one of the, you know, like the holy trinity of sitting ponies. There's bow tie, Brazil bow tie, and then the two Greek ones, Lady Bird and Lambeditsa.
That's right.
Or,
oh, thank you for
know,
saying
like
it correctly, Lambeditsa.
The uber expensive sitting ponies.
Yeah, I think there's one on eBay
ever
right
have
now
all
for 10
three
grand.
Of them.
Oh my.
This is fabulous. You know, I've seen this pony in person 3 times, and it convinced me that I needed her so much, but I got tired of waiting because she never comes up, so I commissioned a custom to be made, and darned if the artist didn't do a bang-up job on it. I mean, she got it spot on. She even treated the hair to give it, like, that Brazilian special texture, and it really is convincing. You have to flip it over and look for the signature on the bottom to know that it's not, you know, a custom. She got the shine on it right. She looks a little sweaty. It's one of my favorite customs, you know, like this repro. And I had 2 of these in my house at the 2006 pony meet. Oh, 2005, rather. I had two separate collectors come. They each had her in the collection. So I have a picture of 2 green Brazil bow ties sitting looking at each other face to face. It's awesome.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I could have bought it then. One of them was for sale, and I wish I had bought it because now she goes for, like, double the price. Now that's one of those coulda, woulda, shoulda situations. But, yeah, that was my grail for so long. And grail in collector's terms is, like, the pony we want most. I got to remember, we have people listening tonight that aren't collectors. Pony grail. That's the one that you'll, like, just drop everything to go and get. I want that more than anything. She's fabulous.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta have.
And Botai's name is Lacino or Lacino, which translates to little bow tie.
Aww. They do good names. I mean, I don't know how well they sound, you know, when we pronounce them, but I'm sure they sound great in their native tongue. And the names are easy to remember because it's just you're naming them after what their symbols are. We didn't really do too much of that here. Like the one with the
yeah.
maple leaves on her, we call her Dusty. In other countries, they would just call her Leaves. Leaf pony. I can hardly begin to guess what they call our next pony on the list. I see a pretty pink Pegasus coming up next. Who is that?
It is.
Let me get my compass out.
Miss North Star.
Ah, good old North Star. She's like the leader of the Pegasus for me.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. There's something about her just screams like captain.
And I don't think
well, she's got the compass, so she knows the way.
That's it. See? Everybody follow North Star.
Is there any much... I don't see that much of a difference between her and the U.S. version, except for she's not flocked.
The pose is really the only thing. The colors are pretty much the same, but she's in Firefly's pose, whereas the So Soft one is in that kind of like weird walking, standing, outstretched front leg pose.
Oh, yes.
Not a big fan of that pose.
No, it's a weird pose. This is pretty cool, though. She looks like she's taken off. I like that. I like Poe's variants. Even if they don't change the breed, I still like Poe's variants because, you know,
that is
fun. And how about the hair color? Everything's the same on her? Pink body, purple hair?
Yep, pretty much. Pink body, purple hair, blue eyes, blue and pink symbol.
Now, let me ask a question. Are all these ponies, to your knowledge, stamped Estrella on the bottom, or do some of them have, like, the no country thing going on?
Yes, I think. I'm trying to quickly
just
look
just from
at
the
all
ones that we talked about so far. I mean,
yeah, all of them
still have to address.
All of the Brazil ponies have some sort of marking. Some of them have kind of flat feet, and some have kind of concave feet. The Pegasus Pose has a very square, visible stamp that says Estrella, made in Brazil. Collector's Pose and the Shy Pose have kind of flat feet with a harder-to-read stamp that has, like, a circle split in four corners. And I think it says Estrella under it.
Okay, I think I've seen that. It's like a little shield or something, right? The circle with
yeah.
the, like, X in it. Not like an X.
Yeah, and then
like
we haven't quite got to them yet, but the babies have a circular stamp on their feet.
Oh, okay. That'll be for a future show. We only got about 10 minutes left. But then we only
yeah.
have two ponies left in this last set.
Oh, we got a couple that they've missed.
Okay.
We'll squeeze them in.
Yes.
So,
next up is Twist.
Wait. North Star's name. Athena Rosa de Ventos, which is Compass Rose's wing.
Oh, what a cool name.
Too cute. And up
really
next.
Looks good.
Cool. Are we good?
We're good.
Yep. We're good? Okay.
Twist.
We good.
Up next is Twist.
Come on, baby, let's do the twist. Come on, baby, it goes like this.
Or the bedrock twist.
Now I'm craving pretzels. Why am I craving pretzels, you ask?
Because it's a pretzel pony, basically.
It's a purple pretzel pony. It's a purple pretzel pony with red hair.
And the most ironic thing of all is her name has nothing to do with pretzels.
No way.
Yep.
Whoa.
This one, her name is Batatina Dose, which translates to sweet potato.
Oh, come on. You telling me they didn't have pretzels in Brazil? They looked at that and said, what is that a picture of? I've never seen those before. Something with a P. I think they're called something with a P. So what American food starts with P, people? And then some wise guy just chimed in, potato. That's how that pony got named.
Yeah, well, you know. We can't always be... Okay, I just lost my train of thought.
Sweet potato. Well, sweet potato's been on my want list forever. You know why? She's no longer a unicorn. They earthed her again. She's grounded. And I really like how she looks that way. And she's purple, which I really like.
And she's a really intense purple, too. Most purples in Ponyland are very light and lavender. But Brazilian Twist is like bright purple.
Yeah, she's like a deep purple. Dun, 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 dun. Sorry, I had to do a little music there. But yeah, am I guessing correctly, KKV, that she's on your want list?
I do not have her, so she technically is on my want list.
That goes on
not
your want list by default.
Yeah. Pretty much my want list is anything I don't have, but you know, there's always ones that take priorities.
She's up there. Me wanty. Me likey. One sweet potato for me, please.
See, my want list is very easy. If it's a pony, I want it.
Wow. That is easy. She doesn't discriminate.
If I look and I cannot point her out, I want her. Of course,
any color, any size, any breed.
Of course,
she'll
take her. Except for half my collection is boxed up in my basement, so unfortunately that doesn't always work.
No, you mean the subterranean wonderland. If you missed the show the other week, we're planning on renovating. She's going to have a basement pony wonderland.
Whenever my mother decides to get the stuff out of the front, out of the back basement room that she has promised to me 2 years ago.
When we run out of ponies to talk about, we can just do like a This Old House themed show, you know? This Old Pony Room. This week, we're talking about installing shelving units in the wall recessed with sliding glass doors and light overhead. And it has to be large enough to accommodate big brothers and rearing Pegasus. Pegasi? What's the plural of Pegasus? Is it Pegasi or Pegasuses?
I think it's one of those words that you should just try not to ever use in a sentence so that you don't have to make a decision about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I have multiple Pegasus ponies.
That's it. Yeah, because in mythology there really was only one Pegasus. There was no need for pluralization.
One time at my job, we were having a discussion of what the plural of the word mongoose would be. And we looked it up on Wikipedia, and it said, the mongoose is a solitary creature.
Okay, so how does it reproduce?
I don't know, but that settled the
Internet
argument.
Dating.
There is no plural of mongoose. It is not mongoes. It is not mongooses. It is always alone.
Okay.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, there is one Pegasus left on the list here, at least going by the IntoTheSea.com. Do we have room to fit this last one in?
It's Miss Sprinkles. Now, is
the duck pony.
Yes. Is she actually white?
No. She is lavender, and she is prone to getting lighter lavender. So she is a pale lavender. Pretty similar to her U.S. counterpart.
That's a color I could never figure out. Is it pale pink or is it purplish? Or is it a purplish pink? Well, now we know.
Yes.
Does she have a cute name or some funky farm
name? Is Asina Mojada, which translates to wet wing, and she came with
wet
the waterfall.
Wing.
Like she did elsewhere.
Oh, she did come with the waterfall playset. Oh, okay, that's cool. Yep. The waterfall playset is like this big plastic cloud, or if you were in the UK, a plastic patch of grass with like a rainbow behind it, and something that gets the pony wet. I forget. It's like a pump with like a sprayer. It's supposed to be a waterfall.
Yeah, it's like the cloud rains down on them.
Yeah, that's it.
Brazil actually did a lot of playsets. They did pretty much all of the early playsets. They did the stable, the show stable, the parlor, the waterfall, and
the
then,
castle.
I don't think they had the castle because they would have had a majesty to go with it somewhere.
True.
And they did the nursery and the baby buggy, but that's for another show.
If they did do a castle, I would make Bowtie the queen instead of Majesty because she's already sitting, you know? She just looked great sitting on the throne. Like, Majesty could never sit on the throne because she stands.
That's true.
Of the ponies should be in a sitting pose.
Yes.
So, we've reached the end of the list on the Where the Rainbow Ends website, but I have a bunch more ponies that fall into these groups. So, do you want me to list all these and then the ones, let's see. After that,
Panda, it's your call because we're going to run out of live
babies.
Broadcast time in like 1 minute.
Go ahead. Let's finish these girls off.
What about Kimono? Do we have to do that?
We can wait.
Cool.
I just get
Are there any live listeners?
It always depends on that. If there's no live listeners, then it's not a big deal.
No, I don't think there's any live listeners because, I didn't take in... post anything about the show. I just got really busy and forgot.
Oops. Okay, so
I'd love to hear what else you got, Kit Kat Vintage.
I'll go through my list and give you all the rest that I know of, and then next week you guys can pick up on the Twice as Fancies. Does that work?
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, the first one that I have is Gusty in the Collector's Pose, and her name is Bola de Neve, which translates to snowball.
Hey, I knew the half of that. I knew it was snow. Nieve is Spanish for snow.
Ooh.
Snowball. Does she have a symbol?
She does. She has her normal purple leaf symbol, and she has green and red hair with the double-colored tail.
Nice.
And a white body, and she is probably near the top of my want list.
Pretty rare,
Gusty,
huh?
Gusty is my childhood favorite pony, and that is the only Gusty that I don't have.
Wow. Wow. I found out something about Kit Kat Vintage today.
She doesn't have something.
And you have something in common with Little Alley Cat. You both love Gusty. You're both after
yes.
specific Gusties from Brazil.
Fortunately, that's the really expensive Gusty, which is also
yeah,
part
I would
of
imagine.
The reason I don't have her, because she always
I never
comes
even
up
seen
at the
one.
Wrong time.
I have a pretty good idea of where to look up a photo of her, though, so I will do that later.
Okay, let's see. Gusty Applejack Bubbles. There's Bubbles in a sitting pose, which pretty much looks just like her normal U.S. counterpart.
Oh, the
body,
sitting bubble.
Hair.
That's
yeah.
the one with the hilarious name, so I've heard, anyway.
Her name is Quindim, which is cheesecake.
Oh, God.
Yep, that's what I heard. I'm glad to hear it from somebody in the know, though. I always heard that she was called cheesecake. I couldn't believe it.
Well, I don't know. I guess she's yellow. She's cheesy. She's cheesecake.
She's the cheesy pony. Oh, my goodness. Maybe the Brazilian people at Hasbro, at Estrella, saw her and said, you know, there's a kind of American cheese they eat in America. It's like yellow and it has holes in it. Maybe she's named after that. And they said, no, we can't call her cheese. We have to call her something sweet. Okay, cheesecake. I always wonder about the origins of these names.
If you want to see a picture of Cheesecake, she is on my site in a picture with Applejack and Sprinkles.
Yep, I'm looking at it right now. Wow, what a trio that is. Gorgeous set, too. It's so nice and shiny and bright. You really took good photos. Did you use a flash or did you set up lamps?
I used a flash. Sometimes certain ponies take the flash better than others. I don't know. Some of them get weird shines and washed out spots. And
yeah, the lighter colored ones tend to bleach out, and then certain dark colored ones, they don't photograph true to color. They turn wonky colors, like the blues turn purpley, purpleys turn blue, greens turn blue. But yeah, I had to comment. Those photos are great.
Thank you.
And he used a black background. See, whenever I use a black background, it always illuminates the black background too much. Like, you can see the texture of the fabric behind, but your black is, like, inky, smooth, and black.
One thing I found about the black background is that it somehow kind of hides flaws in ponies. So if you're trying to take pictures and make your ponies look better than they are, black background's good. But if you're trying to sell ponies and you want the buyer to see all their flaws so they know what they're getting and, you know, you're not, like, ripping people off, black background's not so good.
Ooh, something to note while you're shopping on eBay for ponies. Look for the ones
yeah.
with the white background in the photos. You can get a better representation of what you're getting.
Yes.
Yep. And I guess next we can move on to the rainbow ponies, which a lot of them did not make it into the sea site. The only ones that were on there were Rainbow Sitting Bowtie and Moonstone. But we also have
Sunlight, who looks pretty much the same as her regular U.S. counterpart, Aqua Body, the reddish-pink hair, yellow, green, and blue, with the gold cloud and silver sun in the shy pose. And her name is Faizino. I'm probably pronouncing that terribly, but there's accents and letters that don't normally go together, so as good as we get. And that translates to Little Sky.
Aww.
And next, this is another one of, actually, both the next two are two of my favorite Brazilian ponies. We have Collector's Pose Parasol.
No way! That she came as a collector pose, too?
Yep. And,
so she was released twice, once without a symbol, but with clothes on, and now this one came without clothes, but she's got her symbol.
Yeah, all of the no symbol ones were released twice, because Parasol was released in a collector's pose, Bowtie was released in the sitting pose, Bubbles was released as Cheesecake, and Gusty was released in the collector's pose, which that's actually pretty interesting, because two were collector's pose and two were sitting pose, so maybe that's how they decided to make their sitting weird green bow tie.
Now, I'm going to throw you a tough question now. Maybe you know it, maybe you won't. Maybe Gusty Fox would know better than this, since she actually lives down there and, you know, might have had these as a kid, but what about the timeline on these? Were these two different editions of these four ponies near each other, or were they spread apart? Was it like a re-release done years later? You know, which came first?
No. My best guess would be that it would kind of mirror the U.S. releases, like the collector's pose came first, and then like the kind of basic ponies, and then the ones that were the so soft came later, and the twice as fancy came last, you know, because that you probably wouldn't have new ideas come out there before it came out in the country that started it.
This is true.
But
yeah, it does make you wonder.
That's just a guess. I don't really know
for
sure.
In the U.S., they released these rainbows, I think, in 1983, and then they released them as a mail order set like a year or two later after the originals were pretty much off the market.
Mm-hmm.
People still wanted them because I guess they were appearing in books and things, and kids were like, hey, I want it, and then maybe they had surplus, and that's how the mail order thing happened, and then they had to redo them. They added different colored streaks to their hair. Maybe they did something kind of similar in Brazil. Maybe. This is just speculation. Mm-hmm. They might have sold them one way, and then released them again a couple of years later. Maybe they had a lot of extra bodies or hair hanging around, and they said, hey, what can we do with this? Okay, let's release them again. But this time we'll put clothes on them so we don't have to print symbols. Yeah, that's it.
There you go.
And let's see. I didn't get to Parasol's name. Parasol's name is Pingo de Chava, which is raindrop. So
Pingo de Chava? Am I saying that right?
I don't know if I'm saying it right. C-H-U-V-A.
Well, that's what it looks like. Okay, we'll go with that. Works for me.
I don't know.
I should try to contact Gusty Fox. I wonder how much it would be for her to call me the show. Probably a really super long distance call. It would be great to just have this. Maybe she could talk into the computer and we could get recordings of her saying these names the right way. I'd just love to know. Hey, wait a minute. I forgot. There's Brazilians in my neighborhood. I should just go ask one of them. I'll write this stuff down, stop some random Brazilian person on the street. Excuse me. This is for the radio.
Could you please read this?
Would you mind saying these names and I'll record you? What kind of reaction would I get? They'd probably walk away, get away from me, crazy lady.
It's New York. Lord. Crazy things happen there. People were probably
That's true.
Just,
crazier
know.
Things happen. But generally, if you stick a microphone in people's faces, then they tend to stop and, you know, they want exposure too. I'll just pretend to record. Yeah, what's your name? Where are you from? Anything you want to plug? Okay, thanks very much.
Do we want to move on to the next pony and try to squeeze them all in?
Do I? Oh, yes.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Let's go.
The next one is another one of my favorite Brazil ponies. It is Heartthrob, and she looks very different from her normal version. She's in the same pose, but she has a yellow body and rainbow hair that starts off with blue in the front, then green, then yellow, then red.
Oh my gosh.
She has little red hearts with like strange little blue twig wings.
Panda Rose, you got to see this picture on Kit Kat's website. It's on the same picture that Moonstone is on and Sunlight. Wow, look at that. That is straight out of the 80s. All that's missing is like the roller skates and leg warmers. My goodness.
I think on the first show you guys mentioned how the Brazilian pony hair is always very frizzy. This pony's hair is so perfect that I thought it couldn't possibly be real. But I've opened her up and it's totally original. She's just like completely mint, which you never see in Brazil ponies.
I'm looking at her next to Moonstone. Moonstone's got like this dry frizz Brillo pad thing going on. And your Heartthrob is so silky. And she knows it. Just look at that pose. She's like, yes, I know I'm gorgeous.
And let me see what her name is. Her name is Athena de Mel, which translates to Honey's Wing.
Honey's Wing. See, I was going to guess Heart Wing. They actually put some cute thought into that. Honey, like her body. It's sort of like a golden yellow color.
Yeah, I guess they kind of gave the love name to Truly, so they had to come up with something different for Heartthrob.
Something other than love, yeah, or hearts. She looks like she'd be soft. Is she squishy?
Yeah, she's pretty squishy. She's, you know, squishy and shiny.
Yep. Shiny goes with squishy. Some ponies' bodies are thicker than others for whatever reason. The thinner ones, they're just soft. You can, like, dimple them with your fingers when you hold them. She looks like she'd be a very soft gal. Gorgeous. Beautiful collection. You have an amazing collection.
You do.
Okay, we talked about Moonstone. So then the last one of the rainbow ponies is Starshine. And she looks pretty similar to most other releases of Starshine, except she has the red Brazil stripe in her hair.
Instead of the pink. Gorgeous. Mm-hmm. It's more like a real rainbow.
Mm-hmm. And Starshine's name is Athena de Acucar, which is Sugar's Wing. So I guess they went with Heartthrob being yellow like honey and Starshine being white like sugar.
I'm tripping out, or does she have a touch of blue eyeliner in her eye? In the inside corner, on the top.
Oh, you know what?
That might just be how her eye is
printed. That's actually a little bit of like a factory paint flaw.
Oh, well, that's a happy flaw because it looks good on her. It makes her eyes pop just a little bit more. It's really, really pretty. And yeah, I love the rainbow hair against the white body. It's just so quintessentially My Little Pony. It's what they're all about. She's magical. And what was her name one more time?
It's Athena de Acucar, A-C-U-C-A-R.
That's Acucar.
Acucar, okay.
Mm-hmm. Like sugar.
I'm not sure if the C is like a C or a C, like an S, like a S. So.
It's not dissimilar from Spanish. In Spanish, the word is Acucar, which is like a sugar. Pretty nice. Oh, I really like it. That's cool. Now, I see they're wearing bows on their tails. Did you put those on, or are those original Brazil bows?
Yeah, those actually have a story where the bows came from. I'm not a real big person for, like, restorations and touch-ups on my ponies because I think, you know, especially, like, the more expensive and rare ones, they're kind of more valuable in their original state. But Parasol came to me with no eyes at all. Her eyes were totally gone. So
sent
her to my friend Pink Kitty Winks in the UK because she does really wonderful Nirvana Pony restorations. and she repainted her eyes and sent her back to me with a little blue bow, and she sent a few more extra pretty ribbons, and I figured, you know, I didn't want Parasol to be the only one with a pretty ribbon, so I put all the other ones in her set in the pretty ribbons.
Wow. I got to give mad props here to Pink Kitty Winks for that beautiful restoration job. I mean, you can't tell. This isn't factory. Looking at this, I mean, she nailed it spot on. And for being so generous to send extra tail ribbons, too, that's great. I would hit her up in a heartbeat. If I had a fancy pony that needed restoration, she'd be tops on my list. She's still in business, do you know? Is she still doing restoration?
Yeah, she's pretty active on the arena. I know you're more of a TP person, but if you
Panda's more of the arena person here. She'd know her.
Yeah, if you want to get in touch with her, I'm sure the arena would probably be the best place.
Fabuloso, or however they say it in Portuguese. What a great looking pony. What a great set. My gosh, what a great restoration. Woohoo! Now I have to
put pony shopping. You wouldn't even have known that her eyes were restored if I didn't say anything about it.
Totally not. I just thought she had, like, really great eyes. It's amazing. Wow, I wish I could learn to paint eyes like that. I'm practicing. I'm getting better. The thing about customizing is you get a little better. Your hand gets a little more trained to do the lines, the sweeps, the swirls, certain ways. The more you do it. I practice on paper before I even put paintbrush to pony. I just draw like a million eyes on a paper plate until I feel comfortable doing it. Because you don't want to mess up the eye. It really stinks to have to take it off and do it over again.
Yeah, I haven't done much painting on ponies, so...
I used to be afraid to do Hasbro Repro Customs, but now I'm just starting to get into it. I know that's how a lot of people got started. They made mommies for babies and babies for mommies and daddies of ponies that were never boys to start with. I'm just getting into that now. I started in reverse. I started doing my own thing with customs, and now I'm doing the traditional customs. I'm in a swap right now on the blue board, the trading post, where I have to make a mommy to go with a baby that never had a mommy. I can't say what I'm doing yet, but I'll unveil it in about a month. You'll see it. Just look for the brag thread. And Panda, I'm going to go check out your post next because I think we're almost done.
Yep. The last set in this group is the non-so soft ponies. We talked about Magic Star, North Star, Paradise, Ribbon, Truly, Twist, and Wind Whistler, and the only one left is Shady.
Oh, Shady. How can we forget Shady? Aw.
Shady is very, very hot pink, and instead of her hair being such a neon yellow, it's more of just like a kind of like flat yellow color. It's not like chartreuse like it normally is.
Okay.
Otherwise, she's pretty similar to, you know, her basic colors. She's in the same
pose. Her hair is like
has purple sunglasses.
Are they purple or are they blue?
They're purple in person. The picture might kind of be changing the colors a little bit.
Yeah, she is
computer
super
monitors
bright.
Like tricks.
It's like electric pink. That's a hard color to photograph. But yeah, she really is that bright in person. Like the Betty Bye-Eyed Baby Shady is like a similar color. It's like super bright pink.
Yeah. And Shady's name is Oculus de Sol, which translates to sunglasses.
That's her name, sunglasses. It would have been cute if she had come with sunglasses. But that would have been a neat add-on. I love gimmicks. To me, I'm always thinking about how to gimmick out a pony. I would have said she came with special sunglasses, one pair for the pony and one pair for the owner.
And that ends my list of Brazilian ponies that are not on the Into the Sea website. All the rest of them are featured on the website, so when you guys do your next Brazilian show, if I'm not here, you'll have all of them right there without missing any.
Well, I am blown away. I can't say thanks enough for this. This is just amazing.
Well,
I am in pony heaven right now. Yeah, we, this was a good show. We got through all these Brazilian ponies. My God, and what's up for next week, Panda? I know we got kind of a special thing going on, right, because of what's happening over the weekend. We are doing a show, right?
As far as I know, yeah, we're going.
Okay, so then we're on.
We're on next week, starting off with the Ultimate Twice as Fancy Ponies from Brazil.
And I'll be the roving pony reporter next week. I'll be actually calling in from Maryland because I'll be down with Must Be Jewel. I'll be doing the show from her house.
Ooh.
And I'll be trying to find a quiet corner of the house in which to do this, which is going to be a challenge. Maybe I'll get to do it from Jewel's pony room. Maybe I can ask permission because it'll be quiet up there. Ponies don't make noise. They just sit there.
There you go. You can interview the ponies there in the pony. Wait, they won't talk back, though.
No, they won't. They won't make noise in the background the way pony collectors tend to. I know if I'm downstairs in the house, there'll probably be way too much background noise. There'll be a lot of giggling and shouting and breaking of balloons and various sounds from the pony meet.
Okay.
It's going to be interesting.
Definitely.
But if Pony Jeannie's a little late, just forgive me and wait. I will be there as soon as I can. I'm driving down. It's about a 4.5-hour drive. I don't know what time I'm going to get there.
Oh, my.
But I will be there.
Are you bringing anyone along?
We will see. That's still all up in the air, but
yeah.
Either way, I will be there.
That's the important part, right?
Say again?
Yeah. I said that's the important part, right? You'll be
that's
there?
That's the important part. I
and
will
then,
be there.
You know. If your friends can come, they can come, and if they can't, there's always next year.
One step at a time. First, I got to finagle getting this car picked up. That's my biggest worry right now because I don't have an actual credit card. I have a credit card that's also a debit card, and I'm sweating that they're not going to accept it. And if they don't, then, well, I'm bringing trash to change my backup.
Where are you going to rent the car at?
Well, it's already pre-booked. I went on Hotwire, and they hook you up with the place. But I don't know. It's like Hertz or one of those companies that rent cars. I got to go over to LaGuardia Airport to pick it up, which is fine. It's close by. It's maybe 15 minutes away.
I was going to say, if you did it through Enterprise, all they do is just make you fill out a form.
I've done Enterprise before.
And bring bills with you that are in your name that's on the card.
I didn't go through Enterprise for two reasons. One, the rates are higher than if you go through Hotwire. Hotwire just finds you, like, whoever has a car available for the cheapest rate, and they automatically give you that. And then the second reason I don't prefer Enterprise is that they're not open Sundays, and I'm bringing the car back on a Sunday.
Well,
so
are
I would
you
have
going
to...
through the airport?
Yeah, yeah.
They're open
you know,
on Sundays.
I ran into
the
same problem.
But there's no Enterprise at LaGuardia Airport. The location near me is not at the airport. It's on the other end of my neighborhood, which is fine.
Oh, never mind.
If I'm going to return the car on a Sunday, I got to go leave it in this like lot that they have some kind of deal going with next door and their neighbors. And really, I don't like leaving the car and not getting a receipt. They say it's cool, it's okay to do it, but you know me, I just like to have everything in order. You know, I want a piece of paper saying, yes, she brought the car back at this time, and the gas, you know, level was full, yada, yada, yada. I don't want to leave my car with, like, just some dude.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, because if they have it in the airport, they're open on Sundays in the airport.
Yeah, they're open all the time. The place I'm going to is open all the time. I could bring the car back at 3 a.m., 3 p.m., whenever I want.
Yeah. Okay.
And they have nice cars. Last time I rented with these people, they gave me a Mustang, which was sweet. I'll get there in record time if they do it again.
Bring the Mustang to the pony meet.
I'll do a spell for a Mustang before I go.
There you go. A Mustang going to a pony meet. That just sounds perfect.
So Kit Kat Vintage, I'll see you in a little over a week. Panda Rose, I'm sorry you're not going to be there, but I hope something happens in the meantime. Play the lottery. Maybe you can go. How fast do they pay you if you win the lottery? Can you get a check the same day?
Unfortunately not.
No? Darn.
But then
it's
I would also
extra
have to try and...
to print that giant check.
Yeah, the giant check.
Really
where do you cash a giant check?
In a newspaper.
Yeah,
that's right.
Giant check.
If you have to do the whole press thing first before you see any money.
Oh yeah. They want to use you before they pay you.
Mhm. They want you to be their poster girl. Look who won in our big jackpot millions. And they stick the microphone in front of your face. So what's the first thing you're going to do with the money, Panda Rose?
I'm going to a pony meet.
And you can quote me.
And if it's after the pony meet, I'm going to buy up the My Little Pony Convention.
I'm going to buy up the pony convention.
I'm just going to walk up to every table and say, I want everything.
Box it up.
Here's the shipping address. I'm just going to go to each and every table and just say that.
Well,
yeah,
time for me to go update my want list. I found two or three gorgeous Brazilians that I need to add to my never-ending want list. You know, it's always like that. You take two ponies off and then you add four.
Oh, yes.
That's the thing about ponies. There will always be more.
Yeah.
That's why I said, if it's a pony, I want it.
Prepare to be collecting for a long time, then. I thought I'd be done after, like, I don't know, 6 months or a year. I had no idea it was going to turn into, like, a 10-year love affair. I've been at this since 2001. It's insane.
Oh, wow.
Never thought the hobby would get me where it's gotten me today. I have so many new friends because of this. I talk to people all over the world. I'm doing art now. It's
You're
wild.
A famous radio host?
Yes, I'm a world-famous radio host. A world-famous pony genie.
Oh, yes. You know, we need to have, like, security when we go to these pony meets and the conventions, you know, just because of the fans.
It was funny showing up in Rhode Island with an entourage. It's like, hey, everybody, I'm here. And they were like, oh, here's Care Red Roses and company. Okay, they're good. They don't need to show passes. We just strolled right in. It was hysterical. Wait on the line or nothing. I was just like, okay, where's my table? Woohoo! I was just so glad to be here. Yeah, it definitely gives you a nice opportunity to geek out on toys. I wonder if other toy fandoms have as much fun as we do. We have, like, big parties for this pony collecting. We trade gifts. Speaking of which, I'm on the TP right now looking at Pink Aurora's package. Looks real nice. I love what you put together for Bonnie Bonnets. What a great theme. So many
now you treats. Have to go back and you have to go back one page, and I think it's one or two pages, and you'll see Skiggs. And you'll
okay,
see
I'll go
stuff.
Check out Skiggs next. I had to find the Bonnie Bonnets one first because Bonnie Bonnets was a special pony to me. I love that pony. Okay, here's Skig. Oh, what a great gift. Everything is so fluffy. She even found a bag of cotton candy to mix in because the theme was cotton candy. So everything is like pink and fluffy and stuffy and poofy and aw.
Well, that's not my box.
Oh, you didn't send this to Skig?
No.
Well, you said to look at Skig's thing. I'm looking
hold
at
on,
Skig. Oh, okay. I see who sent that. It wasn't you.
Hold on. Let me see where that one is. Because I know she posted it up yesterday.
I think the next swap I do, I want to try to arrange it so I get you for a partner. You are a good shopper. Kit Kat Vintage, do you ever do swaps?
I don't usually do swaps because pretty much everything that I'm looking for is either very hard to find or very expensive. So I'm not really a good swap partner candidate.
I think they were running a swap just for people like you on the arena not too long ago. It was called like the high maintenance swap or something like that. It was for those people that were like impossible to buy for. I wonder how that's going. You get a bunch of people together who are impossible to buy for.
Yeah, I would think it would have to have a pretty long time frame because, you know, certain ponies only come up once in a while.
Exactly. They only come up once in
a
blue
moon. It's a bunch of, hard to buy for people.
Exactly.
Okay. Hold on.
I found it. It's Skig. It is Skig, but Skig got two packages. That's what threw me.
Yeah. Now look at my package.
I received my package from Pandora Rose. Oh, here you go. Yeah, this is great. Wow, look at all this. Oh, my gosh, look at the little mani-pedi kit you threw in there. And those pretty blue roses. Oh, what are those rose things? Are
those
bath petals?
Yeah.
They're like, they look like roses, and when you scatter them in the tub, they, like, melt away like soap. They're like soap roses, but they're not really roses, like a big clumpy rose. They're like just petals. How cool. I wonder if they turn the bath blue.
I have no clue. But if you look in the left-hand corner.
Mm-hmm. I see the coaster. Wow, you made that?
Yeah.
Man, you should take orders for those. Do, like, custom orders for people. You could do different pony symbols. That would be so neat.
Actually, you know what? I was thinking about doing that. I've actually started sketching out, like, the simpler ones. Like, I got one set up for cotton candy. I got one set up for confetti. But it's the fact that it has to be really, it has to be the more simpler ones.
Well, at first, until you can figure out how to do. I know it's hard to, like, draft patterns for stuff. Kit Kat knows. She makes these, like, super plushies. And having to, like, translate certain symbols into cloth, some are easier, some are harder. So it would be the same thing with your technique on these.
Yeah, because this is all plastic canvas, so it's... And granted, you know, this might look like it was simple, but it wasn't because you have to count out stitches.
I'm looking at it. Simple is not one of the words that crossed my mind when I was looking at that picture. In fact, quite the opposite. I'm looking at that saying, I could never make something like that, similar to the plush. I look at Kit Kat Vintage's awesome plush, and I go, I could never make that. How did she do that? How did she not make that come out all, like if I did it, forget about it. Me and stitching just don't go together.
At Christmas, I made Christmas coasters that had snowmen on them.
Wow, you are so talented. You both are so talented. Oh, I'm going to rub you for some talent luck. Rub. I need to learn how to do that.
You definitely have your own special things that you make, all of your different customs. And I know you and I have talked before about your custom style.
Yeah, it just sort of evolved.
Your signature custom style.
It did kind of turn into a signature, didn't it? Wait till you see some of the stuff I bring next week. Oh, man. Well, I hope everybody else likes it. I'm looking at these creatures, and they're cracking me up. I'm just worried that if people bring small children, they're going to be frightened. I might have to make a special section of my table, like hide it behind like a box or a wall, you know? Don't peek under here unless you're over 13. I don't want to be responsible for giving children nightmares. I think the clown might give the adults nightmares. You know how like that coulrophobia seems to run rampant in our community? Everybody hates clowns in our community, which is precisely why I wanted to make this custom. He's going to be cool. And it involves sewing, so look out. You know it's going to be tragic because I can't sew. But that doesn't stop me. Oh, let me just promote this contest real quick. Tonight and tomorrow is the last day to enter my Mother's Day contest for people that do sew. Or even if you can't sew, you should still try to enter. I mean, come on, what constitutes a pony outfit? Look at some of the pony wear that Hasbro made. It's so simple. Dress a mommy and a pony baby alike, take a picture of it, and enter it. You can win a $25 mixed pony gift bag. Plus, just for entering, we enter you automatically in a raffle for some genuine My Little Ponytails animation prize pack. You actually can have cells and sketches that were used in the production of the cartoons in the early 90s.
Ooh.
So that's it. Come up with something overnight, post a picture of it on the blue board, and you got to be in it to win it. Well, that's my commercial for the week.
There you go.
Next week I'll have something new to promote.
Well, don't we always?
Mm-hmm. Oh, we should give Kick That Vintage a plug, too, because she was so good to come on and do the show with us. You can commission her for plush ponies. She does these awesome G1s. Could you do a G3 also if somebody wanted a G3?
Probably. I'm trying not to take orders right now because, I don't know, I've sewed so many ponies in the last year.
Your fingers are ready to fall off. Well,
yeah,
check her out and get on her waiting
list.
Eventually,
I will be doing it again, taking orders and everything.
Well, they are epic, and I know it takes a long time to do these, and you put a lot of work into them, but they are fabulous, and I got to say, I have two of them, and I want more. I'll be coming, pony bucks in hand. Or if you want the real ones, I'll bring the bucks with the dead presidents on them, if you prefer those over pictures of Rapunzel. I saw one in a preview pic that I would definitely scoop up if she's not already spoken for.
None of mine are spoken for except for the one that Little Alley Cat has requested.
Oh yes, I know about
special,
that one.
A special one that Kitten
I don't know. Won. I don't know if we can talk about it or not. I'm not sure if somebody is listening or should be listening or will listen at some point. But yeah, I do know the one you mean. No, it isn't that one, although that one is really cool. Dead air.
So is that everything?
I think so. Hey, we had 9 people look at the topic when I posted, you know, next show tonight, Brazil. That's good. We had 9 views. So we have 9 potential downloads. Download us on iTunes. Download us on blogtalkradio.com. For the My Little Pony Talk, and you can hear the whole show from beginning to end. I think we ran about, 2.5 hours tonight? My, weren't we chatty?
We ran our normal.
Rambled on, as always. And stay tuned next week for more chatter and more Brazil and more meat frenziness and more pony joy.
Yes. And until next week. Pony bye-bye?
Yep, this is where we hang up. Pony night-night and sayonara. And are you going to play kimono or not?
Yes.
Yay, okay. So here's kimono and pony bye-byes. And thank you, Kit Kat Vintage.
Thank you.
Sure. Thank you guys for having me.
Till next time, pony bye-bye.
And you have listened to Pony Talk. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm really thinking about changing her up.
I don't know. She's kind of like part of the show. You can't change her.
Yeah, this is true. one of those things that just will never go away. Much like those cotton candies that you constantly get. Over and over and over and over and over and over again. But as we said, till next week. Bye.
Bye.